Ladies and gentlemen, can you please be outstanding for the arrival of the Mayor, Councillor Blake Ramsey, and the Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Calvin Corey.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Could you please remain upstanding for the prayer and the reconciliation statement? Almighty God, we humbly beseech thee to thou save thy blessing upon this council. Direct and prosper its deliberations to the advancement of thy glory and the welfare of the people whom we serve. Amen.
Amen.
Melton City Council acknowledges the land it now occupies as a history that began with its Indigenous occupants, the Kulin Nation. Council pays its respects to the Kulin Nation people, their elders and descendants, past and present. You may be seated. Okay, are there any apologies or leaves of absence?
No this evening, Madam Mayor.
Change to the order of business.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to ask that item 10.1, notice of motion 443, under item 10, resumption of debate or other business carried over from a previous meeting, be deferred until after item 12.5. Response to notice of motion carried by candlelight, as well as item 10.2, lease to Optus communications infrastructure, to be deferred until after consideration of item 12.15.
So you're moving them both together?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
That's a procedural motion. Technically, you should do them one at a time, Councillor Mayor.
Madam Mayor, that's fine. I'd like to move that item number 10.1, notice of motion 443, under item 10, resumption of debate or other business carried over from a previous meeting, be deferred until after item 12.5.
Okay. It's been moved by Councillor Malik, seconded by... Is there a seconder for the notice?
I'd like to second that, thanks, Madam Mayor.
Okay, the motion before us has been moved by Councillor Madeley, seconded by Councillor Ibushi. Does any councillor oppose this motion?
Madam Mayor, I do.
Councillor Madeley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Councillor, this is basically just a procedural motion to ask that this item 10.1 is probably the best reasoning behind this. It makes more sense to consider this item pending on the outcome of agenda item 12.5, which talks about the Carroll's report. Mm-hmm. So pending on what happens there, it only makes more sense to listen to the 10.1 instead. Both of them will be heard, I'm assuming, so I think one needs to be heard before the other.
Okay. Councillor Kesich.
Madam Mayor, I still oppose. I would like to 10.1 to be heard first.
Okay. Councillor Bushy, did you want to add anything? You can reserve your right.
No, Madam Mayor.
I'd like to reiterate the point that it makes more sense and it's more productive for this council to hear the initial matter first, followed by Councillor Kesich's notice of motion.
Any other council would like to address the chamber? I'll put it to a vote.
May I have a right of reply?
Oh, yes, you can have a right of reply, Councillor
Mayor. Madam Mayor, I just want to reiterate that 10.1, if it can be heard after 12.5, only because depending on what happens on 12.5, I certainly don't want 10.1 to miss out. And we know if we read the item, it's a particular organisation, and I don't want them to miss out if 12.5 doesn't go through. And because obviously we don't know what's going to happen with 12.5, that's the reason why.
Thank you, Councillor Madeley.
So then,
Madam Mayor, I'm still standing firm.
Point of order, Madam Mayor. Sorry, Councillor Kesich, I'm about to go to the vote. Debate or discussion has finished. Everybody else was given the right to speak. And for new councillors, those that move the motion get to finish up with a minute, and that's what Councillor Maidlick did.
I do apologise, Madam Mayor.
You're right.
I apologise.
You're fine, Councillor Kesich. Sorry. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Maidlick, seconded by Councillor Bushy. All those in favour of the motion? All those against?
Can I ask for a division, Madam Mayor?
I was waiting for that. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Maidlick, Councillor Bushy. All those against? Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich. The motion's been lost. Okay, the next notice of procedural motion you had, Councillor Mabel?
Oh yes, Madam Mayor. I wonder if this one will go into debate. I'd like to move that item number 10.2, lease to Optus telecommunications infrastructure, be deferred until after consideration of item number 12.15, planning application PA 2014/4456, extension of time to a permit for a telecommunications facility at 115 Tenterfield Drive, Burnside Heights, Burnside Heights Recreation Reserve. And this, Madam Mayor, too, makes more sense to hear it after a particular notice of motion.
Thank you. But I'd prefer you move it without the chatter. Okay, we have the motion moved by Councillor Maidlick. Is the motion seconded?
Madam Mayor, I'll second that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Okay, the motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Maidlick, seconded by Councillor Carley. Does any councillor firstly seek clarification? Does any councillor oppose the recommendation or the motion? No? Motion's carried. Thank you. Deputations. Nil?
Nil, Madam Mayor.
Declaration of any pecuniary interest, other interest or conflict of interest by any councillor. Nil? Adoption and confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting. Is there a mover?
Madam Mayor, I move the adoption of the previous minutes as of the ordinary meeting held here. Oh, sorry, it was held
6th of March.
On the 6th of March, 2017.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Is there a seconder for recommendation?
Madam Mayor, I would like to second it.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. The motion has been moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any councillor oppose the motion? The motion is carried. Thank you. Record of Assembly of Councillors. Is there a mover for the Record of Assembly?
Madam Mayor, I'll move that the Record of Assembly of Councillors dated the 6th of March, 14th of March, 20th of March and 27th of March 2017 attached to this agenda be received and noted.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. With the motion being moved by Councillor Carley, is there a seconder for the motion?
I'd like to second that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor DeSantis. The motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Carley, seconded by Councillor DeSantis. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Sorry, I've missed a speech. Thank you. Carried. Okay, there are two correspondence inwards, two parliamentary and departmental letters received by the Mayor. One is, the first one is by the Honourable Daniel Andrews, the Premier, and Mr Troy received this. Thank you for your letter regarding your concerns about the industrial dispute at Carlton United Breweries last year. Victorian Government believes that all workers should have access to secure employment and decent working conditions. The Victorian Government established an independent inquiry into labour hire and insecure work to examine the social impact of insecure work and assess if the current legal framework meets the needs of workers.
The inquiry covers issues relevant to the situation at Carlton and Uniting Breweries. The final report, it's given us a web link. In response to the inquiry, the Victorian Government has committed to establish a labour hire licence scheme to ensure strict oversight of labour hire companies. A full response to the inquiry's 35 recommendations will be delivered in 2017. The Honourable Daniel Andrews. Then we had two letters from Judith Grawley, MP, member for Narre Warren South. At first it was just acknowledging that, thanking us for the letter, re-Ainsbury Primary School and Exford Primary School. And then there was a fuller, she wrote on our behalf to the Minister, James Molino, and to the Minister, I have recently been contacted by Councillor Sophie Ramsey, Mayor of the City of Melton, regarding the concerns about primary education facilities in her municipality. Councillor Ramsey has told me that the City of Melton is in desperate need for a new school infrastructure to cope with the growing needs of the current and future local residents. At a recent council meeting, council endorsed a notice of motion requesting the state government to outline the timelines of the construction of Ainsbury Primary School and the development of Exford Primary School. Following the council meeting, Councillor Ramsey would like to have the opportunity to meet you to discuss the timeline for the development of these two educational facilities. Furthermore, she would like to discuss developments of new schools to cater for the increase in demand for schools in the future. And basically the rest is thank you very much for your support. So could I please have a mover and a seconder to accept
these? Madam Mayor, I move that the parliamentary and departmental letters received by the Mayor be received and noted.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy.
Madam Mayor, I would like to second it.
Okay, the motion before... Thank you, Councillor Kesich. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Thank you. Okay, we have petitions and joint letters. Are there any petitions or joint letters?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I've got a petition here from Robert Nielsen.
Yes.
I'll just read out briefly. Please find attached 33 signatures, petition notices signed by the residents in the eastern end of Hume Avenue, Melton South, between Exford Road and Rathlin Road, requesting the attention of council to address the speeding vehicles within the street.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Are there any other petitions and joint letters?
Yes, Madam Mayor, with your indulgence, if I may read. It's from Joanne Saglam out of Brookfield. This is a petition from the community of Brookfield requesting speed humps be installed in Fieldstone Way. It is a long straight street and since development the traffic has increased off Blackfell Drive. There is also a park where children play. This is the recent death that occurred on Saglam Way and it is signed by the residents of Brookfield on Fieldstone Way. If I may present this, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Thank you. Okay. Resumption of debate or other business carried over from the previous meeting. 10.1, notice of motion 443, Councillor Kesich.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move following motion.
Yes.
That commencing Christmas 2017, Council financially supports, and after discussion with the community and various bodies, slightly change the figure from 10,000 to 40,000 in church or in their absence an alternate community organisation to provide a community level carols by candlelight event in Caroline Springs.
So the Councillor Kesich, could I just confirm that the only change to the motion that's been laying on the table now for about 3 months is that the change of the figure from 10 to 40.
That's correct, Madam Mayor.
1,000, that is.
40,000.
Okay. You may.
Thank you.
Is there a seconder for the notice of motion?
Madam Mayor, before we second, I do have a couple of clarifications or questions.
Could I get a seconder, then you can seek clarification. Councillor Kesich has moved the motion. Is there a seconder for the recommendation?
Madam Mayor, I'm happy to second the motion.
Councillor Mendes, sorry, love, I didn't see, and I've got to stop calling everybody love. Sorry. Okay, Councillor Malik, you've got some clarification.
Madam Mayor, just a question. It says that commencing Christmas, council financial support now is 40,000. Is that ongoing, or is there an end expiry date to this?
Councillor Kesich, would you like to respond to that?
Madam Mayor, ongoing. Thank you.
All right. Any further clarification, Councillor?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I do have another question. Do we have an itemised amount of where this 40,000 will actually be going to, apart from going to in church? But is there an itemised so we can actually see where it's going, not just 40,000 to a community group?
Madam Mayor, there will be certain amounts in a cash and certain amounts in assistance, stage, toilets, etc.
Thank you. Any further clarification? Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, just so I've got my head around this, Councillor Kesich's gone from $10,000 to in-church to $40,000. So are you asking that they then run the Christmas carols for the Caroline Springs and the Eastern Corridor? Is that what you're saying?
Madam Mayor, if I may, well, there is a strong desire in my community in the Eastern Corridor to have their own carols by the candlelight, and I live in the community, so the council does not need to run every event. And In Church Melbourne has been running successful event for the last 2 years, and I would like to use the moment to welcome Pastor Craig Maher here and Business Manager David Pettit. I believe that injection of funds of 40,000 will provide my residents in the Eastern Corridor with a heightened level event that the community would embrace.
And
you're still answering Councillor Carley's.
Well, yes, I do.
Yeah.
It's a bit long.
We'll go into debate, I think, in about 2 seconds. So are you happy?
I am, Madam Mayor. So what I'm getting from Councillor Kesich is that this 40,000 will be given to InChurch to run an Eastern Corridor event, therefore Council would not have to allocate funds to a Christmas carol for the Eastern Corridor. So I get that. Is that what you've basically just said?
Madam Mayor, if you allow me, I was just coming to the best part, actually.
Okay.
The date for the next carols by the candlelight has been set in advance. So, yes. In church have contacted a number of primary and secondary schools and one music school in the Eastern Corridor and offered them to be involved in the event. In church Melbourne is an open and inclusive and keen to cooperate with other churches if they show an interest in the event. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. Any further clarification?
Madam Mayor, I've got a question. In regards to ongoing funding that doesn't have like an expiry date, Council usually has got like, and I'm not exactly sure what it's called, we've got a policy like a ongoing community fund. I think there's a couple of, is that the right terminology, Murray?
It's something like a community.
Sorry, Mr. Heaney.
A community service organisation policy that calls for submission such as this. So it's for funding for 12 months up to 3 years.
And what's, why is that put in place in Council? For what reason? I'm thinking it's because of the checks and balances, which I also would like to welcome Pastor Mayor. He's fantastic. He's been a great help in providing carols by candlelight in Caroline Springs, and I've attended a one or two of them myself. So this by no means denigrates what the great work that they do. However, I'm more concerned about
what council's procedure is in giving ongoing to any community group, whether it's a church or whether it's, because if we open this up, we might be opening it up to floodgates. So, Mr. Heaney,
there is a current policy that's been endorsed by the council that calls for submissions through the budget process, and this policy allows for the groups, whoever they may be, to put up a business case with their financials, their business model, insurances, etc., for councils to consider at budget initiative time, and then council considers whether they're going to fund it for 12 months, 2 years, or up to 3.
And sorry, Madam Mayor, just to follow up, would you consider this best practice for council?
The policy?
Yes.
That's why council put it in place, to monitor the funding.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Mr. Tory?
Madam Mayor, just as a point of clarification, my understanding of the policy as it stands relates primarily to funding of community festivals and organisations undertaking their own activities. My understanding of this motion is that in effect we would be funding another body to provide an event that council is in effect contracting for them to provide. It's the context is slightly different to that context in which the policy was originally developed, and the intent of the original policy was to fund events for 3 years, after which they should prove their sustainability. My understanding of Carols by Candlelight is there's no suggestion at any point that it would be self-funding and sustainable as of its own undertaking.
Madam Mayor, just a clarification from what Mr. Tory said. As the contractor, I don't get that from the notice of motion here. I must be missing something where I haven't read the notice of motion in that way.
Okay. Without entering the debate, I just read it that council families financially support in church or in their absence an alternate community organisation to provide a community event. So there would need to be a financial agreement between council and in church or the alternate provider, whomever that may be during the course of time. And certainly the policy that was referred to by Mr. Heaney requires an accounting each year of what the funds that are provided are put to, and I would anticipate that that would be part of the financial agreement around this from an administrative point of view rather than in the resolution.
However, Madam Mayor, doesn't state that in the notice of motion, so if that's stated in the notice of motion, it's a lot clearer than if it's not.
Okay. You could do it by amendments. You're more than... You do realise that, Councillor Maidlich. You could make an amendment to this to...
So could the mover of the motion, Madam Mayor. It's his motion.
Okay. Fine.
Madam Mayor, sorry, I have another question for clarification. Obviously, Councillor Kesick's spoken to in church. Did they come to you and approach you that this is what they were looking at to do? Because we've gone from 10 to 40, and I'm just wondering how that came about. Did they approach you firstly for the initial $10,000, and that's why this notice of motion came before council? Because from what you've said, they've been successful in previous years without council funding. So I'm just interested to know why this has come before the council, as there are other grants, programs and things out there as well that they can access.
Madam Mayor, if you allow me, a few things that are unclear. I really don't understand why some councillors are opposing this, because there have been so much before for it, and now becomes the obstacle, and it's been lying down on the table for several months. No, I was not approached by in church or asked by them for any money. So after I have spoken to members of the
Madam Mayor, point of order. Yes. No councillor has stated their objectivity at this point.
True. You're right. He just
no one's opposing it
probably yet. Gets it from the flavour of the discussion. Continue, councillor.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Mayor. After communicating with the community, I found out that injection of 40,000 would bring really a very, very good event to Eastern Corridor. And I stand beside that.
So, Madam Mayor, Councillor Kasich just...
Are we going to debate?
No, I'm just going to ask the question. So, Councillor Kasich himself has come up with the amount of $40,000. But he believes that's needed.
I just mentioned that I've been talking to my community.
But how did this amount come before this council, the 40,000?
Well, I believe that 40,000 would be quite a good figure to have one decent event in Eastern Corridor. And that's all what I have to say on it.
Thank you, Councillor, because it's you've answered the question.
Madam Mayor, if I can, Mr Heaney, can I ask how much that costs to fund the Carroll Blockade of Light in the City of Melton, in the Melton area?
Probably refer that to Mr Bean, if that's okay.
Madam Mayor, it's through you to Council. It's stated in the report that last year's event cost $63,000.
So $40,000 to InChurch. Can I seek clarification? How much has InChurch contributed to Carols over the last 2 or 3 years?
Madam Mayor, InChurch Melbourne, we've funded about $50,000 personally from the church over the last 2 years. What has kept our costs down, of course, is the volunteer nature of involving the community.
Thank you, Pastor. Okay, councillors, the motion before us has been moved by Councillor Kasich, seconded by Councillor Mendes. Does any councillor oppose the motion?
Madam Mayor, I'd like to speak on the motion.
Do you oppose it?
Depends, but I'd like to speak on it.
Okay. We'll go into discussion. Councillor Kasich, you now have up to 5 minutes to tell us whatever you want, if you haven't already covered it.
Madam Mayor, I think that I covered quite a lot. As I said, the last 2 years in church, it's been only one keen to cover that. And it was up to 5,000 people gathered over there. I was out of Melbourne, so I couldn't attend. But from community, I heard it was outstanding, and that could be just continued in the years before us. That's all, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Kasich. Councillor Maidlick.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, it is really difficult for me to make a decision on this notice of motion, pending on what happens to the other notice of motion that's coming before council. I feel extremely uncomfortable in there are a lot of gaps at the moment in regards to reports and by no means am I saying that the money is going to be ill spent. I know Pastor Mayor will look at that and spend it wisely. I have no issue with that. Councillor Kasich, I'm a bit concerned how, yes, it was on the table for several months and then at the last minute, 5 minutes before the meeting, it's changed from 10,000 to 40,000. We could have been having this discussion for the last 4 months to make sure that all the checks and balances are there. We are the caretakers of these funds. We are the caretakers of residence funding. Mm. And I feel that if we support one particular group, what about Diggers Rest? Why can't we then support something in Diggers Rest or in Ainsbury as well? If we're willing to give this church 40,000, then we should be willing to give any other church who puts their hand up 40,000. And I don't know how the councillors feel about that. If we're happy to do that, then by all means. But I would like to foreshadow a notice of motion if this one fails, that council invite in-church to apply for an ongoing financial assistance as per council's ongoing community funding policy protocol for the next 4 years and the matter be reconsidered again thereafter.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Could I have the wording for that?
Yeah, I'll just touch it up, Madam Mayor, because I get a scribble.
And is there an amount in that?
No, they would put what financial assistance they need as per the community funding policy, and that would be in the hands of in-church and also the council officers, and it'll actually distance councillors. Well, that's what they do, isn't it? They put in the amount that they feel they need. They show where that money is going to go, and it actually distances us as councillors from that and makes this an unpolitical event, because I don't believe that Carols by Candlelight should become a political event, and at the moment that's what I feel it's about, and it shouldn't be that.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Maylick. Councillor Mendes, would you like to add anything to that?
I just feel that it's really important for us to acknowledge how much it costs to run the carols here in Melton, and I think it's really important to recognise that they're in church have run it for 2 years successfully, and it's been a fantastic event, although I haven't had the opportunity to see it. I hope to in the near future, and I think we need to make sure that we're actually recognising them and providing them with an amount that gives an equal display to both Melton and to Caroline Springs. Over the last few meetings there's been a push to have something in the Eastern Corridor, and they've run it for 2 years, so I don't see the need to even consider taking it away from it or diminish it in any way. So I'd actually like to increase and heighten the event so that it's equal to the Smelton Heralds by Candlelight.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. Any other council would like to address the chamber? Hang on. No, you've had a go. I've got to give every other councillor a shot at speaking. No other councillor wishes to address? Councillor Carling.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, I have to say that I fully agree with Councillor Maidlick on this one, and with Councillor Mendes just speaking about Carols by Candlelight being held in Caroline Springs, there's nothing to say that that's still not going to happen, because that's later on in the agenda, and that's why Councillor Maidlick wanted this one deferred until we saw the outcome on that. So we're not saying that one, unless there's a predetermined decision that I'm not aware of, that Caroline Springs is not going to happen, which is what I'm starting to hear. But Madam Mayor, I can't add anything to my questions have been answered. There are still a lot of gaps, and I fully agree with Councillor Maidlick.
Thank you. Predetermined decisions are against by the government.
Thank you.
Madam Mayor,
I mean that they will be running the one from Caroline Springs, so that gets to be determined.
Well, no, it's before us now under a notice of motion. Councillor Kesich, would you like to...
Madam Mayor, I feel a little bit embarrassed at all these tackles here about the event. I just want to remind everyone here that InChurch is very open. They approach local schools, primary, secondary schools, music schools. They're open for all other churches, which are not showing interest at the moment. They're open to contact them. Nobody contacted them so far. So it's my last. Thank you, Madam
Thank you, Councillor Kesich. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Kesich, seconded by Councillor Mendes. Does any council oppose the motion?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I oppose it.
Councillor Kesich's motion?
Yes. Okay, we've had debate, so we'll now take it to the vote. All those in favour of Councillor Kesich's motion to provide $40,000 to InChurch and in the absence an alternate community organisation to provide a community-level Carols by Candlelight event in Caroline Springs. All those in favour, raise your hands. All those against?
Madam Mayor, I wish to abstain from voting on this matter.
Okay.
On the basis that 10 minutes ago I learned that in church the notice of motion as it stood prior to this was for $10,000, and 10 minutes ago I learned it was going to be $40,000.
Mm-hmm.
with absolutely no knowledge of that. I find it very difficult to stand in front of our ratepayers and say that that's what's been agreed to. Only time to consider this matter.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Madam Mayor, I call for a division.
A division's been called. All those in favour? Councillor Ramsay, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich. All those against? Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Mavick, and could we have it noted the Councillor Ibushi abstained? Declare carried. Okay, the lease has been deferred. Presentation of staff reports.
No. Public questions, Madam
Mayor. Oh, public questions. Sorry, I've jumped one. I'm that keen. Okay, public question time. It's amazing the gallery didn't pick me up on that.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We have a number, being 8, questions this evening. The first question is from Carl Sass. Is Mr. Sass in the gallery? So the first two questions are from Mr. Sass. In accordance with Council's local law, people submitting public questions must be present in the gallery to have them answered at the meeting. Otherwise, they'll be answered in writing subsequent to the meeting. So Mr. Sass will receive a written response. The next question, the first one is from Mr. Bojard, is B-O-J-A-R-D. I hope I've pronounced that correctly. No? Question in relation to road congestion? No? Oh, okay. Thank you. B-E-A-R-D. Oh, right. Okay. I apologise. Question is in relation to road congestion and speed signs, excuse me, on Hopkins Road, on-off ramps, bypass road, and lack of off-ramps on Clarks Road and Station Road, and the absence or lack of bus shelters on Centenary Avenue. So Mr. Bruce Stokes, Acting General Manager of Planning and Development, will provide a response.
Thanks for your question, Mr. Beard. There's three parts to it, as Mr. Tory read out. The first part, from what we can ascertain, was around the road congestion occurring and speed signage on Hopkins Road. Hopkins Road, the Vic Road's declared arterial road, and Council will refer your comments onto Vic Roads for their response. The second part of your question was around on and off ramps to the Western Freeway. Council actively advocates to Vic Roads regarding the need for additional interchanges, particularly to service the West Melton area. Vic Roads have advised that they're undertaking a planning study to inform a business case which will seek funds for this interchange and also determine the appropriate location for that interchange. And the last part of your question related to the provision of bus shelters. Bus shelters are provided by Public Transport Victoria through a contract with ADSHEL, and Council will check with PTV to see where new bus shelters are planned to be installed and provide that information to you.
Sorry, Mr. Beard, as this is your first attendance at a council meeting, I'll allow clarification, but normally it has to be fairly clear in the question that you ask.
I raised the question of the speed signs, and I raised them 2 years ago. That speed signs in the main Hopkins Road, Gadding Reef Road, Gadding Reef Road West. There's always a somewhere there's extra speed to that. There's not one speed sign for about 10 or 15 days. I brought it up with Mr. Turner 2 years ago. Mm-hmm.
Yep, okay, that's clearer now. Thank you for the clarification. So you're referring to Greeks Road. Greeks Road is a rural road under the road rules of Victoria. if it's unsigned and it's a rural road, the speed zone is 100 and doesn't require signage. So they're the guidelines provided by Vic Roads, but I will have our engineering services team review that against the guidelines, and you will get a written response. We may do that, Mr. Beard. That'll be part of the review that they will undertake. It's important that all our speed signage is consistent with the guidelines provided by Vic Roads, or they won't approve their installation. So, but we'll get it reviewed and provide you with a response of either it's fine how it is, in accordance with the guidelines, or we'll be seeking Vic Roads approval to install signs. Either two options that will come through for the review.
The next question is from Mr. O'Connor. Mr. O'Connor's in the gallery. Question reads, each year Biggeswrights Primary School hosts the Community Carols in the Courtyard event. The event is delivered with the purpose of providing an enjoyable family Christmas experience. Given the existing limited funding potential, the efforts of all those involved is praiseworthy. Despite being part of Melton City, Diggers Rest remains geographically and socially detached from mainstream Melton, which includes Caroline Springs. Would Council be prepared to include budgetary funding towards the Community Carols event in Diggers Rest, similar to that being proposed for the community of Caroline Springs? And I'll refer this question to Mr. Peter Bean, General Manager of Corporate Services, to respond.
Thank you very much for your question this evening, David. We are, of course, aware that Diggers Rest Primary School puts together a fantastic carols program every year. In support of that, Council purchased the public address system and portable staging for the primary school, I think it was in 2012, and it was somewhere in the $4,000 to $5,000 mark. Insofar as adding more carols to the event's calendar, I'm advised that today the carols event in Diggers Rest has not been identified as an immediate need over and above our existing carols program. Having said that, Council has an established budget process through which community initiatives can be considered by Council for inclusion within the next financial year's budget. Council has completed much of this planning as the draft budget will be presented this evening for consideration. But I note that in item sort of 12.10 of tonight's agenda, that part of the exhibition process is that community members can lodge a submission which will be considered before a council committee responding to that draft budget, and I could certainly and would encourage you to consider this process in this instance. Thank you.
The next question is, excuse me. Next question is also from Mr. O'Connor, and it reads, at the last meeting of council, patrons were reminded of the extraordinary sporting achievements of Olympic champion and former Diggers Rest resident, Lydia Lasilla. Her sheer determination to succeed is an inspiration to many, especially if you live in Diggers Rest. As part of the revised Diggers Rest Recreation Reserve Master Plan, would Council consider naming new infrastructure initiatives in honour of her achievements and her connection with the municipality of Melton, in particular Diggers Rest?
So I refer this question to Mr. Heaney for response.
Thank you, David, for your question. There has been some discussions in the past about Lydia and her performances, which have been great. Knowing that, there's a number of upgrades to occur at the Diggers Rest Recreation Reserve over the upcoming years via capital and developer contributions, and that's the planning that officers are undertaking very shortly, which the residents will be well engaged with. As far as naming facilities, etc., after Lydia, that's the subject of a council discussion in the future and a report, no doubt. Thank you for your question.
The next question is from Mr. Garrick Oates. Mr. Oates is in the chamber. First part of his question is, I'd like to request that council investigate the possibility of implementing a fenced dog park in Ainsbury, as we are roughly 20 kilometres from the nearest off-lead dog park. So again, Murray Heaney will respond on this question.
Thank you for your question. Council previously, some time ago, has endorsed a master plan for the Ainsbury Recreational Reserve. And in that master plan shows a high-rotted area at a high level for a future dog off-lead park. Knowing that that recreational reserve hasn't commenced yet, it gives a higher level development of that with the Ovals facilities and tennis, I think, and other infrastructure. Saying that there's no budget implemented yet to do that because the rec reserve is somewhat far from being delivering yet, hopefully sooner than later, and budget considerations will need to take, council will need to take those budget considerations into account. So it shows a highlighted area for the development of one, but not the detail of what one would be.
Second question from Mr. Oates is, when will Melton Waves be put forward in the budget for upgrading when council can spend $5.3 million on streetscapes? Again, Mr. Heaney, to respond.
Thank you, Gary, for your question. Officers are just about to undertake a fair refurbishment of the change amenities at Melton Waves, so the existing aquatics facility that we have up in Cogans Road. Engagement's occurring at the moment with the provider of that facility and the Waves Reference Group, and of course officers within council. Any large future upgrades are nominated in our works program, and major upgrades are a part of the aquatic planning process and strategy that council has endorsed, which is indicated in our 10-year capital works program, but is a number of years out yet. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. And the last question this evening is from Linda Southall, and I don't believe Linda is in the gallery, so again, there will be a written response provided to her question. And that concludes the public questions for this evening, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. We'll move on to the presentation of staff reports. 12.1.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move in block items 12.1, 12.2, 12.3, 12.7, 12.11, 12.12 and 12.16 and accept officers' recommendations with those reports.
Thank you, Councillor Majlik. The procedural motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Majlik. Is there a seconder?
I'd like to second it. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Okay. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Majlik, seconded by Councillor Ibushi, to move the items as specified by Councillor Majlik. It was, do I have to go through these again? 12.1, 12.2, 12.3, 12.7, 12.11, 12.12, and 12.16. Was that correct, Councillor Majlik?
I believe so, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. So all those...
Madam Mayor, sorry, can you just repeat those?
Keep me on my toes, that's fine. Have you got them listed? 12.1, 12.2, 12.3, 12.7, 12.11, 12.12 and 12.16.
Correct.
Thank you. Okay, councillors, the motion before us has been moved by Councillor Majlik, seconded by Councillor Ibushi. All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Thank you. We will now move on to 12.4, response to notice of motion 451, establishment of Family Violence Advisory Committee, to be presented by Mr. Heaney, our General Manager of Corporate Services, Community Services.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and Councillors. This was a result of a notice of motion that was tabled back on the 6th of February 2017, where the Council resolved via that motion that officers prepare a report regarding the establishment of a family violence committee in response to the high levels of family violence within our municipality, inclusive of representatives from different service providers specialising within these areas. As you know, Council is an active participant in a range of responses to preventing violence against women. Council is involved in providing direct support and assistance, education and prevention activities, and white ribbon initiatives. Council is also involved in local, regional and statewide networks, and that works with active partners within Jerrawarra Health Services and Women's Health West. Consistent with this proposed prevention focus, as recommended by officers, considered that the committee should be titled Prevention of Violence Against Women. Just if you could note that, councillors, for your thoughts before I present the recommendations later on. Some stats, which they're not good. Violence against women is the leading cause of illness. death and disability for Victorian women aged between 15 and 44 years. Research demonstrates that one in four young people have witnessed violence against their mother or stepmother, and up to one in five children are subject to violence in their homes. Reported family violence incidents have consistently increased in the Western Metropolitan Region of Victoria from 2007 to 2012, which is sad. Within the city of Melton, 1,320 reports of family violence were reported in 2014. This is an increase on the reports made in 2010. Based on the available data, the city of Melton has the seventh highest family violence rate in the state of Victoria. Councillors, can I just point to page 114 is really where we want to get to, and this is the preferred model that the officers have come up with for your consideration a little bit later on. The establishment of an advisory committee to council for the prevention of violence against women is a desirable initiative. It demonstrates strong leadership and commitment to eliminating the prevalent and preventable issue. Officers have considered a number of potential models for the advisory committee and outlined the options below. Officers have recommended that quarterly advisory model would be considered by council for adoption. A quarterly advisory model will provide a vehicle to bring together the expertise of council, officers and service providers. Councillors, if I can just point to the terms of reference, which is the attached document to this report, which is really what we are, the guidelines of what we want to work with. It's recommended on page 117 for your consideration that there'll be three councillors on this committee if endorsed, a number of officers, Victoria Police, Health Promotions Officer, which is one of our officers, our coordination teams, Jerawarra Health and all the other players that's listed in that table. Along that, we're recommending that it's quarterly meetings, and obviously the committee meetings would be reported to council via the committees, and there would also be an annual report that would be presented to the council for their consideration. So really, councillors, I put forward to you the three recommendations that involves notice of motion 451, and that is to establish a prevention violence against women advisory committee that meets on a quarterly basis. Invite specialist service to participate in the committee, including representatives from the Melton Family Violence Network. And recommendation three is, of course, to endorse the terms of reference as presented to this document as appended one. Thank you, Councillor. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Does any councillor seek further clarification on this item? Councillor Turner.
Yes, Madam Mayor. When this was first brought by Councillor Sanders, and it's a great notice of motion, I envisage it as being incorporate all family violence. And I think it would be a shame to have all these specialists in the one room and not seeing only family violence against women, but it should incorporate, I feel it should incorporate all violence. I mean, against kids, against fathers as well. There's a lot of big women out there. But you know what I mean? I just felt there was going to be a committee that was set up as a family violence advisory committee to include, of course, violence against women, violence against kids, violence against men. I just thought it's gone a bit missing in from the initial idea to what we've got in paper here. And I would be wishing that if Councillor DeSantis could consider having it changed so it includes especially violence against kids as well, and all family members. I don't know how the wording can be changed, but I just feel that, yeah, look, it's very important, violence against women.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Could I ask Mr. Heaney to respond to that?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Councillor Turner, I suppose the Council has the option to leave it named as it was for the establishment of a Family Violence Advisory Committee. Officers thought it was best case to rename it, but it's Councillor's call.
Okay, a way forward, councillors. I'm looking for some feedback.
Yeah, I'm supportive of the family violence. Yeah, Councillor Turner, I think that's fantastic. Thank you.
So will it be preventing violence against families? Advisory committee, terms of reference.
Me, Madam Mayor?
Yeah, Mr. Sorry.
I'm thinking it would be through the initial, the original notice of motion for establishment of a family violence advisory committee, which would cover a broader, I think Councillor Turner's saying, we would have to reword the terms of reference.
Okay.
Is my understanding.
So are we adopting them now, or just, is it just the heading that's changing, or is there anything more of substance in the...
We'd have to re-look through you, Madam Mayor, in the terms of reference and alter that accordingly to suit the name of the committee.
So can we hear that now, or do we defer that for now?
I think you hear it now and it just gets named as it was.
Okay. All right.
If that's Council's desire.
Before us, we have... Madam Mayor, sorry, just one question. Where it says that there's three councillors, three elected representatives, do we have to decide today who the elected representatives will be on this committee?
I believe.
As a dot point?
I believe so. That's correct?
That's my understanding, Madam Mayor.
Oh.
Would be at Council's discretion to either do it now or defer it to a later date.
Do you want to do it now as a dot point, or do you want to defer it to a later date? Councillor DeSantis?
Sorry, I missed that. Sorry, could you just repeat what was just said? Sorry, I was just discussing the amounts of committee members, hopefully, from the... Because I know that a few of us are interested in being on it, so I'm not sure whether to do the three.
So we're just deciding on whether we do it now as a dot point or whether we defer it for a later date. But
sorry, Madam Mayor, we can't hear here what other councillors are talking on the other side, so please, could you just speak up? Thank you.
Okay. So are we just discussing the dot point or...?
Well, how about we just elect the three nominees that are to go forward if councillors show... We need to adopt the terms of reference, we need to then allocate three positions, one of the chair from an elected representative and two other councillors from the City of Melton, so there'll be three.
Madam Mayor, is it easy if we see a show of hands of which councillors would like to sit on this committee and therefore then we can discuss it before the terms of reference would be adopted if we need to change it, it's more than three councillors? Are we interested?
We can do that, but if there's the opportunity for all nine councillors to go on, I think it was stated earlier that it would be a little bit too unruly to manage, so that's why they sent it on three. But now I'm going to... So do I need to move the terms of reference first, or can I just...
You can take a straw vote on who's interested.
Could I get a straw vote on who would like to express an interest on being part of this committee? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I would love to, but there's already a high demand. Okay. Having six people on there, so I've got Councillor Carley... Councillor DeSantis.
Councillor Turner.
Councillor Turner.
Councillor Hardy.
Councillor Hardy.
Councillor Maidlick.
Councillor Maidlick.
And Councillor Abushi.
Councillor Abushi. Okay, councillors, you have three votes, right? Don't get confused and have four.
So we now need to return to the terms of reference and determine how many councillors we're going to have on the committee.
Okay. Are we happy to... because if we're going to change the terms of reference, I might be interested.
Well, it's up to the motion. We haven't adopted the terms.
Okay.
Madam Mayor?
Yes?
This is just a suggestion. Obviously, it has to be passed before the council, but it seems that there's only six out of the nine. Could we say that the terms of reference be changed instead of three councillors, six councillors?
and that way all the councillors that are wanting to be on there will be on that committee. So that way no councillor misses out.
Because if there was going to be, when I saw six hands, there could be seven. I just think it would be unruly to have seven councillors on. Can I seek some feedback from Mr. Heaney, please?
On what, Madam Mayor?
On seven potential councillors instead of three.
We've had many councillors on many committees, so the officers will manage it whatever way it goes. There's already 15 on it, so it'll end up being 20 something, two or something thereabouts, but it's up to
okay.
Council.
Yes. Can I see a show of hands for councillors that want to have seven?
I'm happy to have whoever's interested.
Can I see a show of hands for those that want to remain at three? Three it is. So we're going to go to vote. You've got three.
And you need someone to move the terms of reference.
Yes. Okay.
With the names included?
It's up to you, Madam Mayor. But
Madam Mayor, would the councillors that considered three, would they consider four, or is that pushing it?
It's still
not a majority, Madam Mayor, so we'd be under control.
Would you consider, I mean, the terms of reference were given to us by staff because that would be the ideal. Now, three is a third of council.
But Madam Mayor, in saying that, all our other committees, sometimes are only one councillor or two councillors, and we've changed it to accommodate the councillors that are wanting to go on it. But now it's the first time that you've actually taken it to the voter, I think, that I can remember, if anyone's happy leaving it as the terms of reference, because that's never happened before. Like, I'm just saying with the committees, not with the committees that were chosen this year.
Because we extended the numbers by two from seven to nine.
Yeah.
In that regard, can I see a show of hands who would like to take it to four?
If it's not to seven.
Sorry?
If it's not seven.
If it's not seven, could
I Madam Mayor, sorry to butt in. I apologise, Councillor Madeley. Also, there was that memorial,
War Memorial.
Yes, that one there, and that was open to all councillors, and I believe all councillors are on that committee.
And hospital.
And the hospital, yes, and the public hospital. So I don't see why this is any different.
I think the councillors should be commended that they want to be a part of it, Madam Mayor.
I'm hoping that it's open to all councillors to attend. I think it's important. I think it's a really good committee and everyone shows interest, so I'm hoping that all councillors could support that.
Okay, let's move the terms of reference with all councillors and we'll discuss it and take it to the vote. Okay, the terms of reference at the moment have got all councillors being on it.
Councillor DeSantis moving that.
Are you moving that, Councillor DeSantis? All councillors.
Yes, thank you.
The Family Violence Advisory Committee. Is there a seconder for that? For all councillors? Okay. Been moved by Councillor DeSantis, seconded by Councillor Turner. All those in favour of all councillors being on it. Go on.
Madam Mayor.
Against. Don't bother.
We declare it carried.
Now, I've got the wrong number here for 12.5, but it's response to the notion of motion 437.
Sorry, Madam Mayor, can I just interrupt for 2 seconds? Sorry, can I just speak on that for a second? Is that possible? Sorry, just...
I apologise, Councillor DeSantis. I was getting so confused between 3, 4, 7 and 9. I forgot to... Of course you may.
Thank you. Firstly, I'd just like to thank Mr Murray Heaney and all his officers from Mountain City Council for putting this report together and for all my fellow councillors for supporting the cause, because I think it's a fantastic thing. I'm really happy that you are all interested in being on it, so thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, 437, Carols by Candlelight Event Analysis.
Can I seek some clarification? Is this worthwhile doing, seeing it was...
Yep.
Let's go for it. Mr. Bean, I think you're up.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I didn't want to miss out on the opportunity of presenting a report this evening, so I think it's really important that the Council hears the report.
You could have gone home early.
Not at all. I wouldn't want to miss the fun, Madam Mayor. I just would like to make a correction, as the Mayor flagged to the Council this evening, that the title of this report says Response to Notice of Motion 443. It is, in fact, Response to Notice of Motion 437. Notice of Motion 437 was a motion that was put up by Councillor Magic at the Ordinary Meeting of Council held on 21 November 2016, so I'd just like to correct that. The notice of motion that Councillor Magic put up stated that post the 2016 Melton City Council annual Christmas Carol event, Council support the rotation of the Christmas Carols event across the municipality for a more fairer distribution of locations within our municipality. So following on from that, Madam Mayor, staff sort of evaluated what was going to go forward with this. Historically, Melton City Council held multiple carols events across the municipality, including Melton, Caroline Springs, and also Diggers Rest. An events review in 2011 recommended that due to low attendances and high fixed costs, that a single event be run to maximise cost efficiencies, improve the event standard overall, and achieve higher attendance numbers. In 2013, the first single consolidated Carols by Candlelight event was held at Hanawatts Park in Melton, where it has been held since that period of time. Set out on page 120 is a three-line item setting out in the last 4 years the estimated attendance at each carol as it has grown and developed and been enhanced over a period of time, the budget was allocated, and also the amount of funds that have been spent during that period of time. In 2016, we comfortably believe that there was an attendance of 5,000 plus people attending. The budget put forward for that event was $63,900 and the amount spent was $63,744. Following the discussion with Council on the 20th of February, where the table set out on page 121 with six options of how we could provide Carols by Camelot events in many different facets and forms, the staff have pursued an expanded program in which a Carols by Candlelight event, or putting a proposal to the Council this evening, proposing an event which would be held in both Caroline Springs and Melton at a cost of $45,000. This proposal would impact upon the current format and standard held at Hanawatts Park. The reduced budget for the Hanawatts Park event will result in infrastructure and entertainment being scaled back or cut. Further, it is intended to defray costs by selling electronic candles for a fee, which we're proposing $2, rather than providing them free of charge, which has been done previously and to date. Our concerns in regard to scaling back the existing program would be that there may be felt some disappointment from Melton attendees who have attended the previous Carols by Candlelight events, their expectations not being met. This obviously is unlikely to occur in Caroline Springs, where it is assumed that no such expectations have been currently provided by a council-run event. Officers are, however, confident that at the reduced budget recommended for each event, a professional and enjoyable family Christmas experience can be produced. The additional internal resources required to plan and host the second Carols event can be absorbed through current staffing levels, assuming the events will not be held on the same night. The recommendation put up for this evening's report, Madam Mayor, flags an increase of $26,100, which on top of the current budget of $63,900 would bring the total Carols budget to an amount of $90,000. As far as risks are concerned, there are no risks at this early stage for the capacity of Council to deliver the two separate events. Financially, again, giving a direction to staff this evening, the increase can be accommodated to be facilitated within the forthcoming draft Council budget for 2017-2018. However, concerns of community dissatisfaction should a reduced program at the Melton Carols occur needs to be flagged as a factor in considering the outcomes of this report. This is all that I've expressed this evening, Madam Mayor, to the Council. I propose the recommendation set out on page 120, and it is in fact in four parts, and I will read it to the Council. It is that Council 1, note the report. 2, increase the number of annual Carols by Candlelight events from one event to two. 3, host an annual Carols by Candlelight event in both Carroll and Springs and Melton, and 4, increase the operational Carols by Candlelight budget by $26,100 to facilitate the expanded program. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Bean. Does any council seek clarification? And I'll go first, if I could. Could we have the recommendation state, noting what's transpired before, 1, note the report, 2, increase the number of annual Carols by Candlelight events from 1 to 2, because in church we'll be hosting one, and delete the word host, but have annual Christmas Carols by Candlelight events in both Caroline Springs and Melton, which will happen, and then delete item number 4.
Madam Mayor, could I suggest for number 3 that it read that Council 3 ensure an annual Carols by Candlelight event in both Caroline Springs and Melton? Would that...
Yep. And can I seek further clarification then? So the one in Melton will run at 63,744? Is that what... So what's in the current year's budget? Is that correct?
Draft budget.
In the draft. Presented. Yeah.
Well, Madam Mayor, I certainly, as Mr. Heaney stated in the last one, I'll take my direction from Council, but...
But at the moment, the Melton one would be around the $64,000.
The draft budget to be considered by Council this evening has an amount of $63,900, I believe, allocated for the Carols by Candlelight budget.
Thank you. Any other councillors seeking clarification? Okay. Is there a mover?
I'm happy to move the notice of motion, Madam Mayor, and should the notice of motion not be accepted, I'd like to foreshadow a notice of motion that Council support an increase, a financial increase support for in-church Carols by Candlelight event with an extra $33,744, so it is in line to the same standard and have elements to the event similar to that of Melton's Carols by Candlelight with the assistance of Council officers if required.
Wouldn't 40 and 33 be 73?
Madam Mayor, I'm just saying the reason why I put this notice of motion was so Caroline Springs gets the same attention and the same funding as what Melton is.
But you missed my point, Councillor Maidley.
So if we're giving...
33 is 73, not 63.
Oh, well then 23, Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
No, sorry, 63 for Melton.
Yes.
Minus, we're giving 40, yeah. So yes, Madam Mayor.
Oh,
I gave it a try.
Point of order, Madam Mayor. Right, on 443, having resolved it, right, and the amount, isn't that already a done deal?
The amount 443 was earlier,
correct.
And 40,000 has been
a done deal.
Yes.
Right.
We are now on to 437.
437, right.
Okay, the motion that you're moving, Councillor Maidlick, is it the one I read out or the one that's written in the book?
So, Madam Mayor, where you said delete number 4, increase the operations Carols by Candlelight budget by $26,100 to facilitate, you actually said to scrap that.
Yeah.
You wanted to delete that. I'm saying let's add an extra $23,744 to in-church, so it's on par with how much we spend at Melton.
Okay.
And for them to also receive the same council assistance, officers assistance. And this is the reason why I wanted to see see this notice of motion before the other one, but
all right,
that's how democracy works.
So now I'm a little bit confused, ladies and gentlemen, sorry. It's already been a long night and we're only up to item number 5 on the agenda. I have recommendation 1, note the report. Moved by Councillor Maidlick. Seconded, increase the annual the number of annual Carols by Candlelight event from 1 to 2. 3, Council ensure the annual Carols by Candlelight event in both Caroline Springs and Melton. And you want a 4th dot point.
Correct, that would be.
Okay.
Excuse me, Madam Mayor. What was the original one you did? 4 points.
It was three points.
Okay, so that's been moved, but Councillor Madeley.
No, it wasn't moved. Councillor Madeley's adding a fourth dot point.
Moving it with the fourth dot
point. With the fourth dot point.
Which, yeah.
Okay. Is there a seconder for Councillor Madeley's with the fourth dot point?
I'd like to second that, thanks, Madam Mayor.
You sure you don't want 10 minutes to think about it?
Nope.
Moved by Councillor Madeley, seconded by Councillor Ibushi. Okay. All those in favour?
Does anyone wish to speak on the
matter? Does any councillor wish to speak on? Oh, sorry. For starters, I'll start again. Is there any clarification sought by councillors? Yes, Councillor Carley.
So, Madam Mayor, the Councillor Madeley's extra dot point, it's just basically making both the two carols by candlelight, even though we won't be in church, we'll be hosting it. Mm. It'll be making it fair that the fund is the same between both.
Absolutely, including officers' time, Madam Mayor.
Yep, including officers' time. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other councillors seek clarification?
Yes, Madam Mayor. If you allow me, I would like to ask Pastor, are they contributing anything to this $40,000 in kind?
Regardless of let me just firstly say I'm so grateful to Council for the fact that it wants to back carols, not alone bring the carols by candlelight. In Church Melbourne was absolutely committed to provide an event. We are delighted that Council wants to support it, and we will work with you and with Council officers to ensure Caroline brings us a great event. Our church is absolutely committed to doing whatever it can to make that community event as rich and wonderful.
Sorry, Pastor, and contribute funds?
Yeah.
To the extent of what?
So we've been providing, and this might need to change, we will need to talk, but we've been providing insurance cover for the event, we've been providing the actual budget for the event.
Could you give us a dollar value per year, roughly? Sorry.
Madam Mayor, sorry, point of order. No, I've called a point of order. I feel sorry for the pastor. There was nothing asked of him before if he wanted to contribute to the $40,000, and now that it's changed, we're asking him and putting him on the spot. And that's not the pastor.
In Church Melbourne have conducted the last two carols by candlelight.
Well, Madam Mayor, you were happy to support to give him $40,000.
So I feel sorry that he was put on the spot.
Madam Mayor, if you allow me, just a few moments ago, they were against, actually.
No, Madam Mayor, sorry, point of order.
They're not against the actual. I actually wanted to hear this one first, and so be it. Democracy voted that we hear the first
Thank
one.
You.
I think if Councillor Jessich is fine with 40, he should be.
That's
not. Your point of order is an opinion. Thank you. It's an opinion. It's not a point of order. Thank you.
Okay. Before us are four dot points. Moved by Councillor Madeley, seconded by Councillor Ibushi. Excuse me, councillors, can I have everybody's attention? This is hard enough with people chatting. Does anyone want to speak to the motion?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Councillor
Madeley. Is anyone disagreeing?
Sorry,
I think I'll have to.
Oh, I can say anyway because I'm the mover of the motion, so I've got a right of reply.
Madam Mayor, the reason why I brought this is because in the first instance, I always felt that Caroline Springs missed out on hosting carols by candlelight. I actually even spoke to Pastor Mayer when he shifted here with his family. I said, yeah, it is very disappointing that Melton, the council decided to host just one, and my desire was always to see a second carols by candlelight in Caroline Springs to the same effect as Melton, and I was always quite clear with that. I would like to see it to the same standard, and basically this bumping it up to an extra $23,744 is to the same standard. I really hope that councillors didn't vote for the $40,000 because they thought they could save an extra $23,000. That's just my hope and feeling that that's not what occurred. I have full trust in Pastor Mayer and his church, and I thank him for his support in hosting a Carols by Candlelight in Caroline Springs for the last 2 years, or maybe even three, I'm not sure, 2 or 3 years, and they have gone to a lot of expense, and they have actually asked for grants from different, including our council, and we knocked them back. I wasn't on that committee, by the way, that's just a PS, but he was knocked back, the church was knocked back, so I just think that why not to have it in the same standard as the Melton one, with council officer support. I think that councillors should be more than happy with that.
Thank you, Councillor.
Especially ward councillors, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Maidley. Any other councillor would like? Thank you, Cal. Would any other councillor like to address the chamber?
Yes, Madam Mayor. I think it's fantastic. The church has, over the last 2 years, put $25,000 each year in. And it's great that we can support them. And in a community and friendship and partnership, if the church is willing to save our rate, there's a bit of money as well, by helping out and being able to deliver an event that they've been delivering, but hopefully we can, with the extra funding, we can make it a better event, even with the $40,000, because, as the pastor says, they already put in $25,000 a year, and we've got to thank them for that. So I'd support this with the $40,000.
Thank you. Okay, any other councillor wish to address the chamber?
Yes, Madam Mayor. In Church Melbourne does great work in our community, and they are really stuck for accommodation, and I've spoken to the pastor and spoken to some of the members there. I think that the money that they will, you know, some councillors think that they should, you know, chip in, that additional funds could go towards some permanent accommodation for them because they've outgrown their facility at the moment. So, you know, I think that if we are going to lift the standard and the $40,000 has already been carried, then we should go the whole way and make it the same as the Melton Carols by Candlelight.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Any other councillor wish to speak? Councillor Maidlick.
Madam Mayor, I just hope that the councillors will find it in their heart to support a fantastic church. In church, have delivered this Carols by Candlelight for the last 2 years. One of my dot points, should the 12.5 had originally gone through, was to include in church in the deliberations and also the organising, part of the organising. So basically getting them involved, but not necessarily doing all the hard yards of putting up a tent or putting up the stage. Let our guys do it. That's what we do best in council. So, Madam Mayor, I just hope that council will support with an extra $23,744 to be in par with what Melton is currently spending or what we're spending on Melton in Carols by Candlelight. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Okay.
Madam Mayor, can I have the chair, please?
Oh,
am I able to do that?
No, not after. I did ask if any other councillor wished to speak. I have a feeling there's going to be a stumbling block over dot point number 4. Can I, all those in favour of the motion's been moved by Councillor Maidley and Councillor Bushy with 23,000 added onto dot point 4.
Sorry, 23,744,
yeah.
Madam Mayor.
Okay, yes.
Madam Mayor, could I just ask Council's indulgence just to express point 4 as Council Majesty's intention to say that it's matched funding with that at the Melton Carols event, just to make sure we get it dollar for dollar?
What do you mean matched funding?
Well, I believe the amount of the budget is $63,900 without quoting off the top of my head. So just if you're quoting $23,744 to match out of Melton, it'll be $166 short. So if we just sort of say it's matched funding with that of the Melton Carrolls, then there'll be no confusion by council.
Sorry, okay. Madam Mayor, I'm lost. Look. Yeah, make it the same. Yeah.
Thank
make
you.
It the same. Sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
So the motion for us has been moved by Councillor Abushi, moved by Councillor Madelick, seconded by Councillor Abushi. All those in favour of the motion? All those against? Okay.
Can I ask for a division, Madam Mayor?
You certainly can, Councillor Madelick. All those for the motion? Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Madelick, Councillor Abushi. All those against, Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner, Councillor Kisich and Councillor Hardy. I've declared it lost, so nothing else needs to be moved in that instance.
Madam Mayor, right, do we go into the original motion of point 1, 2 and 3?
Yes.
As recommended by...
Okay. Councillor Hardy has moved that we...
I so move the following.
Yep.
That the council note the report to increase the number of annual carols by candlelight events from 1 to 2. I'm not quite sure. We removed host. What was the word?
We put council ensure an annual carols by candlelight
event. Carols by candlelight event at both Caroline Springs and Melton. It's in line... And I just put that position, the one in that Melton, in line with option 1, single event, Hannah Watts Park.
It doesn't need to be.
Madam Mayor, it doesn't need to be included, but just for clarification.
It's contradictory.
Because if we're going to ensure 2 events, and the one that's currently in is in the budget.
Okay. I remove that extra.
Okay, the motion before us has been moved by Councillor Hardy. Is there a seconder for this motion? And I'm not going to ask anyone to repeat what's going on at the moment.
Madam Mayor, I'll second it.
Thank you, Councillor Mendes. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Mendes. Does any councillor seek clarification? Does any councillor oppose?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I oppose.
Wish to speak to the motion.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I wish to speak.
Miss Denny is going to have a heart attack because she gave me training in meeting procedure and I'm letting her down something chronic tonight. So, Councillor Hardy, would you like to speak to the meeting?
Yes, Madam Mayor, there are officers' reports here that are clearly dividing the amounts, and given that we've already been through 443 now, that has already defined the amount for Caroline Springs, and I know that in church are going to do an amount in kind. That is already in place. So the Melton issue is singular, and it is to an amount, and I put it to you that option 1, as described by the officer report, be accepted.
Okay, in the back. Councillor Maywick.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm really disappointed that councillors who voted against this feel that in church should put in kind money. They've already hosted 2 on their own funds. We didn't have an issue giving them 30,000 or 40,000 just at the drop of a hat. So it went from 10 to 40 at the drop of a hat without talking to the councillors. So I really am confused as to why we're not supporting in church for an extra $23,900. Is that right, Mr. Peter Bean? $23,900, so it's in par with what Melton is receiving for carols by candlelight. Why should in church have that struggle to host an event that We're not asking any other church to put in kind for the Melton one, so I don't see why we should be asking in church. And Madam Mayor, there is going to be in kind support. There's a lot of effort that goes into, and I know because I attended one of the carols by candlelight. There is a lot of effort that goes into hosting an event, so it's not like they're not going to be putting money in. We know that they will be, but why doesn't council just give them a helping hand and just have the same standard? That's all I'm asking, is for the carols by candlelight to have the same standard. And should the councillors have decided to hear this one before the other agenda item, there wouldn't have been an issue in the first place. So, Madam Mayor, I'm really hoping that the councillors that were in support from changing it from 10,000 to 40,000 at the drop of a hat will also agree that in church deserves the same support and the same financial assistance that the carols by candlelight in Melton get. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Mendes, would you like to say anything?
I just think you need to actually add up the figures. If you're putting what in church, you're putting it in the 40,000, we're giving it, it comes to 65, so it's still around the same as what the council are putting in. I understand where Councillor Magic is coming from in regards to suggesting that they're actually putting in funds, but I never at any point in time would suggest that council would support them in assisting them on the day or in leading up to the event, in running the event. I'm still certain that it will be of an equal standing on the night.
Thank you. Any other councillor wish to address? Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, because there's been so many changes and we've gone from 10 to... And I'm just trying to get my head around this, Madam Mayor, so I do apologise if I repeat myself or what another councillor said. So we were happy to give in-church $40,000, but we didn't want to give them an extra $23,923 to bring it to the same level as Melton. So am I correct so far?
Correct.
Yep, okay. So they've at this stage, without contributing anything, they've got $40,000 from this council. However, a Melton Township, Caroline Springs, will have the $63,900. Is that correct?
Township Carols by Candlelight.
The Melton Carols.
Sorry. Carols by... What did I say? Sorry. I told you my head's everywhere. So $63,900 will be towards the carols in Melton Township. Is that right?
Currently the draft budget, yes.
Yes, okay. So if we were to make it fair, as I can hear what Councillor Madelick's argument's been, and I do agree with her, if we're not going to match it, could we think about perhaps reducing the $43,900 to $40,000 like in church is getting currently? So it's 40-40, which makes it fair.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. Does any other councillor wish to address the chamber?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd just like to thank In Church for their efforts. They've been running this for a couple of years, and excuse me, Councillor Merrick, please.
Sorry, I'm agreeing. Sorry.
Relax.
Thank you, Councillor Madelick.
They've been running for a couple of years now, and they've cost us $25,000 a year, approximately, and I'm sure they're more than happy to have a top-up to make their event equal to the council's event. Theirs is not the council's event. Theirs is their event.
Mm.
We're supporting them. Theirs will become a council event in partnership. So they will have an equal event to what we have in Melton. It just happens they will have a part of control over it, whereas in the township, none of the churches, none of the community groups actually have any control over what happens. In Caroline Springs, in church, will be in control. Thank you.
Any other councillor wish to address the chamber? I'm going to rise now. Councillor Kesich, if I could ask you to be the chair. I nominate Councillor Kesich as the chair, please.
Yes, all those in favour of making councillor
Kitt. Sorry, Madam Mayor, I didn't know you. I've got a right of reply. I was waiting for any other councillor to speak.
I have just entered the debate.
Oh, sorry. So I still have a right of reply.
You will have a right of reply.
Thank you.
Not on this one. Not this time around. Well, no. That's because he hasn't had a chance. I asked if anyone else wanted to speak. Can everybody please keep up? I'm trying to be as slow as possible.
Madam Mayor, I was asking you questions to clarify. You were looking at me like this and not answering. I
don't clarify. The officers clarify. I was told that last month at Taylor's Hill. The officers are there to respond. Can I have a vote for Councillor Kisich to be the mayor? All those in favour?
To be the mayor.
To be the chair. To be the chair. Okay, Councillor Kisich, you've got the chair. Okay, councillors, I find quite a bit of the discussion a bit ironic because Councillor Kisich has noticed the motion's been sitting here to help support InChurch with $10,000 for in excess of about 3 or 4 months. Right? No one wanted to support it, but then up comes...
Hang on.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Sorry,
no one has said that we ever didn't want to support it. It was always just laid on the table and we're agreed to that.
Thank you.
You had to listen to my point of order, Mr. Chair. Thank you. It laid on the table, and then lo and behold, a notice of motion for a council-run carols by candlelight came to the table. And then a council-run, or two council-run carols to be divided between the township and the Eastern Corridor at $45,000 a pop. Is that right, Councillor Maitland?
No, Madam Mayor, actually it's not.
Please sit. I believe that's the report I was reading. So at the end of the day, that was the report everybody was coming forward to. No one wanted to hear the in-church notice of motion initially. You wanted to wait till after this in the hope that council would run with the support of in church, if that's what I'm hearing, but not give them any money. So at the end of the day, what's happened now is before, when $10,000 wasn't good enough to support in church at Caroline Springs to run a carol, then all of a sudden a report needed to be reported, come to council. The recommendation was that we split it half and half. There was no dot point there that said InChurch was going to get that to run it. It was always going to be a council-run event. And that was what I was hearing was the intent of the notice of motion 437. So now, all of a sudden, at the drop of a hat, without any consultation, we're talking about an extra $23,000. When InChurch has been kind enough and gracious enough to run the event when no one else would for the last 2 years. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Councillor Ramsey, would you accept back your title?
No. You've got to ask Councillor.
Mr. Chair, I believe it's now appropriate if no other councillor wishes to enter the debate that the mover has the right of reply. The mover of this motion is Councillor Hardy.
Councillor Hardy.
I'd like to speak, enter debate and speak, please.
That's accepted, please.
I just want to reiterate that we're asking a church organisation who is a newly established church in our community to fork out additional funds for a community event that our residents are going to be attending. I think that's disgraceful on this council that we are asking a church who's outgrown their accommodation, who can use that funds to further their assistance to the community, to pay additional money to prop up when we have the ability to assist them in that matter. I think that's disgraceful on this council.
Councillor Hardy.
Sorry, Madam Mayor, just a question. Did I speak this time around?
Excuse me, I'm the Chairman.
Mr.
So
Chairman, did I speak on this matter already?
Yes, you did.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Cardy, please.
You did.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Acting President. What we hear tonight is that In Church have been running the event for 2 years successfully. They have an amount of money and they are prepared to contribute in kind to a gracious grant of $40,000, and that will bring it in line with the Melton event. In future years, I'm quite sure In Church will apply for other grants and it will extend and grow with the community, and we all wish In Church or anybody else that runs a similar event only the very best. I now commend the motion to, and the motion should be put. Thank you, Mr. Acting President.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy.
So now need to put the motion to the vote and call for those in favour first.
Motion to the vote, and those in favour, please raise your hands. Councillor Ramsey, Councillor.
There's no division called, so you just now need to call for those against.
Those who are against, please raise your hands. Thank you.
And now declare the motion either carried or lost based on the count.
Motion carried. Thank you.
And I call for a division, Mr. Chair.
Okay. So,
for all those in favour, raise your hands, please. Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Mentors, Councillor Turner, Councillor Hardy and Councillor Kesich. All those against, please raise your hands. Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Meidlich and Councillor Bushin. Thank you.
Declare the division carried.
The division carried. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Now, you resume the chair.
Thank you. Thank you, councillors, for your patience. We move on to 12.6, response to notice of motion 463, the Merrill High Tea. Ms. Christine Denyer to report. Thank you, Madam Mayor. The purpose of this report is to respond to Notice of Motion 463 in relation to the International Women's Day event, the Merrill High Tea, held on the 10th of March 2017. At the ordinary meeting of Council on the 6th of March 2017, Council resolved to receive a report in relation to the Merrill High Tea, including the number of Melton City Council residents in attendance and a full breakdown of the costs associated with the event. On the 10th of March 2017, from 1pm to 3pm, Council held the Merrill High Tea to mark International Women's Day. International Women's Day is a global day celebrating the social, economic, cultural and political achievements of women. The event included an address by yourself, Madam Mayor, food, drinks, music and entertainment by way of lawn games. Of the 107 women in attendance, 105 were from the municipality in one way or another, 75 being residents or representatives from organisations from the municipality, 17 being students from secondary schools within the municipality, 9 were chaperones to those students, and 4 were female managers from the Melton City Council staff, of which I declare I was one. Council received positive feedback in relation to the event, both verbally and in writing. Examples of that written feedback with personal information redacted is at Appendix 1. And the final cost of the event, which was $16,901 exclusive of GST, is set out at Appendix 2.
This report being for information purposes only, my recommendation is that is simply that Council notes the report. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Denier. Does any Council seek further clarification? Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, firstly, can I just say thank you to Christine Denier for putting this report, because this did come about from my notice of motion. Madam Mayor, I just have one question. Where it's got beverages, was there alcohol served? Because we are a dry council, and I believe you moved that notice of motion in council that we are a dry council.
I did, but like all...
I just asked, Madam Mayor, was there alcohol served?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Just like at the Christmas function, the...
Yep, the thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, also, I know that this event was not budgeted for, but then when I asked where this money was coming from, they said that it was the event budget. Is that correct? Or this event was going to be removed or taken out of the event's budget?
Yep.
Through you, Madam Mayor, that was part of my statement in answer to questions from the media. I don't think it's mentioned in this report. Okay. So this... $16,901 wasn't budgeted for?
No, not specifically.
Not specifically, no. Okay. And were any of our local businesses used for the food, the beverages, the venue dressing, the entertainment? Because it would have been great to have like some school choir or something like that attend at this event, considering that there were some school children I saw that were present.
Through you, Madam Mayor, I'd have to take that on notice.
Maybe Madam Mayor can answer, because it is a high tea event. Were any of the local businesses used?
I don't run events, do you?
No, but this was your event, this was your initiative, so I'm asking Carly,
I'll end that with you, the dignity in which it's asked.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, Madam Mayor, you can't tell me if any local businesses were used?
I've never run an event for council.
Okay, well you can't say, so you just say no. Madam Mayor, I saw also in the report that there was some letters saying congratulations and that it was a great event, which is great to see. I can see some attachments here, but can I read some of the comments that were on social media in regards to the event?
I'm not interested.
Oh, I'd like to read. I think it's...
We're in clarification, Councillor Carley.
Okay. Well, Madam, I'll leave it for later, Madam Mayor.
Clarification, councillors. Madam Mayor, just a question in regards to the invitations, $823. There was 120 odd females invited, and it was they were invited by these invitations. Can I just have clarification? Was that in-house or was it like outsourced?
Through you, Madam Mayor, I believe it was outsourced. All these costs are outsourced.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Any other councillors seek further clarification? One more question, Madam Mayor.
Yes.
I've noticed that there's actually no photos, and I didn't attend the event. So I've noticed that there was no photos or anything on council's website or Facebook page. Is there a reason for that, if it was such a great event? Because everything else seems to be on the Facebook page or our website.
Through you, Madam Mayor, council officers are in the process of establishing a Mayor of the City of Melton Facebook page, and those photographs will be on that page as soon as that's up and running.
Any further clarification? I'd like to rise to move that, so if I could pass over to the Deputy Mayor to chair the remainder of this item. Thank you.
Call for a move of Councillor Ramsey. Move by Councillor Ramsey. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
I'm happy to second it.
Councillor Mendez seconds it. Any speakers against the motion? All those in...
I would like to speak on the motion, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. All those in favour of the motion?
No, we don't vote just yet, Councillor Turner.
So, lost my track.
I can't direct
speakers
you.
Speakers for the motion. Councillor Ramsey.
Okay. Maybe that's a sign of things to come. International Women's Day. Be bold for change. Forge a better working world, a more gender-inclusive world. Gender gaps won't close entirely until the year 2186. Women earn 261.30 less than men every week. The Minister for Industrial Relations, Minister Natalie Hutchins, quoted whilst organising the Equal Workplace Council, promoting gender equity is extremely important at every workplace, and this is one step our government is leading the way in this area. Minister for Women, Fiona Richardson, said, sadly, we have a long way to go to make workplaces more fair and equitable for women. Issues of equal pay and the lack of women in leadership is something that this council can address. On the 10th of April, there were 107 inspirational women of Melton from all walks of life included in a civic ceremony that acknowledged their, in most cases, decades of service to the Melton community. Councillors and executives were paired off with, and prominent leaders, female leaders, were paired off to mentor, inspire and support students from 8 out of the 9 secondary colleges within the city of Melton. These ladies don't seek nor want acknowledgement for their service. They do this for the community of Melton. But sometimes it's nice for us as leaders in our community to say thank you. We value you. We respect what you do. And in a subtle way, we see how much you contribute. Their contribution of these women and many, many more that could have been invited saved the community hundreds of thousands of dollars yearly. The council hosted the quintessential ladies event, a high tea. Thousands of these events were conducted globally and internationally, right across Australia as well, and right across Victoria, even in Parliament House. No one was asked for a dollar figure. The invitation list included women who sandbagged 9 months pregnant to save communities during floods or storms. Whilst most of us, and I'm sure some of the female councillors here, were tucked up in their beds. Women who transport the sick and the elderly to medical appointments and hold their hands. Women who, out of their own pockets, prepare food for people who can't afford to send off their loved ones in the case of some funerals. Women who started and supported the women in business in Melton. Women who mentor students where English is a second language. And women who have been financially benefactors in vital programs right across the city of Melton. Women that run service clubs and help on 365 days of the year. The intent is, and always was, that working together to make Melton a better community, a better place for all our families to live. And as Mayor, I wanted to not single them out, but to simply say thank you. 2 years ago, this was an inaugural event where every councillor gave me the support and all 5 councillors were present. This year, again, every single councillor gave the red light and the go-ahead. And it was only about 3 weeks before the event, after vital invitations had gone out, that councils retracted that acknowledgement. So at the end of the day, I wanted this to be a council event, something council could be proud of, council could support, and council could forge a positive way forward.
because there are inspirational women out there, and it was a civic ceremony to recognise them. None of them want that recognition. None of them are looking for that recognition. And if you invited them to a Citizenship Day or an Australia Day or gave them an award, they turn it away because they do what they do selflessly. And it was out, and because I work, live and breathe within this community and have done so for 30 years, I could see the merit in this event. And so I will stand right behind it. There are a few letters in the agenda. There's also quite a few more here. And personally, Councillor Cully, I couldn't care what social media says. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Any other speakers?
Madam Mayor, I don't have... Mr. Chair, temporary chair. Madam Mayor, I don't have an issue with the idea of recognising women in our community during International Women's Day. In fact, Council hosted a couple of special movie screenings that could have been in, that all women, I think, well, in Reading Cinema, there's probably seating for about maybe 200 people, odd people, females. We held several screenings specially for International Women's Day, which we invited the women, special women that did a lot for our community, and they were invited. So it's not like we didn't do an event. I think it's a brilliant idea for the women of our community and for this council. I do have an issue with it being called a mayoral high tea, as it gives the community a negative impression of where their rates are going. I do not have an issue with recognising the brilliant women out in our community, and I agree, Councillor Ramsey, some of the work that our community, that our female community members do is just mind-blowing, and I commend them in every aspect of their life. However, I do believe that this event could have been done with less expense involved. You did mention that we all gave you the red light, and this is probably where the green light, sorry, Madam Mayor. Although I think you did say red because I wrote red light, go ahead. Okay, but anyway, it's a long night. Madam Mayor, I guess my issue with this, and this is where I should have been a bit more clearer, was I received a verbal amount from you when I said, when you asked, do you support this event? I said, roughly how much is it? And you said $5,000 to $8,000, and that was what I was agreeing to. So when I saw the amount of $20,000, I was surprised that it wasn't the $5,000 to $8,000, and I'm not blaming anyone. I'm just saying that I was surprised. I did agree to the $5,000 to $8,000 mark. However, when I saw the $20,000, I was a little bit taken aback. So I guess a lesson learnt for me is next time I will be a stickler for following the procedure, the right procedure, it coming to council, a report, and that way we can see exactly what's going to be before us, before making any promises, before sending out any invitations, before sending out any commitments. That's the issue that I have. In regards to the rest of it, Madam Mayor, I don't have an issue with supporting females, the women in our community, and I wish them all the very best. However, I believe, Madam Mayor, could have been done a little bit less expense using our community facilities.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Madam Mayor, I've never said that I had an issue with recognising the women of our municipality. They do a great job. And when you spoke about people with decades of service, I was actually quite disappointed that one of our fellow councillors, Councillor Cugliari, wasn't even invited after she's had 12 years serving the people of this wonderful community. However, she didn't get an invite. And also the Rotary Club president of Caroline Springs, also a woman, and she wasn't given an invite. And I guess, Madam Mayor, where I was coming from with this, and I was so happy that a report came, was the money that was allocated and that it was not budgeted for. I had an issue with that. I believe that our residents, our ratepayers, have a right to see where their money is going. So that's why I'm so thankful for this report. And Madam Mayor, I have to say that there are some brilliant women. And in saying that, on the day of the 10th of March, myself, Councillor Malik, and Councillor Melissa DeSantis, with some community members, held a high tea event, and we raised $1,006.30 back to Women's Health West for women that are doing it tough. And that was great to be part of that with our community members. And I think that that's what another reason we should look at International Women's Day, and it's about giving to those women who are less fortunate and don't have that support that some of us are lucky to have. And that was great to be part of that. But Madam Mayor, when I said about the 20, well, I was going to, originally it had been flagged that it was 20,000, but now I can see that it's come into nearly 17,000. When I looked on social media and I see our residents saying, shame on you, really, what a joke, disgraceful, unbelievable, is this where our ratepayers' money is going? They need to be listened to, and I know that you said that you don't really care what Facebook, residents are saying on Facebook, but we really need to be looking at this and seeing they are the ratepayers. They had a right to know where their money was. They're not happy about where their money was. And like I said, Madam Mayor, it's nothing about International Women's Day. I'm all for it.
Thank you, Councillor Scully. Would any other councillor wish to speak? Councillor Mendes.
First of all, I'd like to state that I'm curious about the Eastern Corridor High Tea as to who was invited and who wasn't, because I'm sure the invitation was open to all councillors for the high tea held here in the City of Melton. So I'm rather shocked to hear that. And we're going to talk about money and dollar figures. I'm just wondering how much it's cost to hold two council meetings in the Taylors Hill area if we're going to start talking about dollars and figures relating to people who deserved the high tea and people that deserve to be recognised for the work that they do in the City of Melton.
Thank you,
Councillor Mendes. Is there any other councillor who wishes to speak? Thank you. I'd just like to, firstly, Councillor Mendes just mentioned about how all councillors were invited to the morning tea. Can the male councillors put their hands up if they're actually invited?
Were you invited, Carol?
If I may say...
Sorry, my turn.
Well, you're asking,
Were you invited, Councillor Kesich, to the Action Morning Tea?
I was invited.
You're invited?
But I'm working full-time and I couldn't do it because it was during the working hours. Thank
all
you.
All day one, so no, Councillor Turner? Is that correct? No. Okay. Councillor Ibushi?
No.
Okay. Councillor Hardy? Okay, so not all councillors are invited to it. Is that correct? Okay, now I actually am really, really for all women in our community who do some fantastic work. Councillor Carly just mentioned that we had attended something on the same day in the morning, and it actually broke my heart with a couple of the stories that we heard that day from domestic violence sufferers, which is something that I'm very passionate about. It was a wonderful thing to actually give back to the community. I have no problem with having something for celebrating women in our community. I just disagreed with the $20,000 estimate that we were given at the time. When it comes to this red light, green light thing where us councillors were asked if we supported it, my amount was $5,000 at the time. It was then changed to $20,000 an estimate, and maybe $22,000. I see it's dropped down to $17,000 at the moment, so that was a little bit disappointing. But otherwise, I do support women in our community. I just don't support the amount. Thank you.
Thank you, councillors. I believe it was moved by Councillor Ramsey.
Okay, councillors, let me just clear this up. The 5 to 8 that I gave was what I envisaged 2 to 3 years ago when I was mayor the first time. Councillor DeSantis, I've never quoted $5,000 in this year's event. I've quoted up to $15,000. Thank you very much.
Point of order. Sorry, Madam Mayor.
That might be what you recall. I don't even remember discussing a figure with you.
Yeah, I'm a very honest person. I can tell you quite a bit.
And I am an exceptionally honest person too.
That's fine.
Truth.
Okay, there must have been a misunderstanding, but I guarantee I was quoted $5,000. Thank you.
All female councillors were invited, and the male councillors were asked to nominate inspirational women that they would like to be included. So that was how I included the male councillors, because it was a quintessential female high tea. At the end of the day, I didn't do the divide and conquer or the political game and run an event on the same day as the male high tea. And before anyone calls a point of order, I've listened to everybody's statements, so please, give me the courtesy to finish mine.
But Madam Mayor, I will call a point of order because you're saying it was a political event that was held by...
No, during the course of this evening I've heard comments such as, oh, it could be politically motivated, we don't want the in-church and carols to be politically motivated. You ran...
Well, I called a point of order.
The chairman made a call. Okay, so, and I didn't have to answer to a front page article which called it a farce, because by no means was it a farce. These women are the salt of Melton and they donate so much more than any of these councillors would ever know. A councillor serving for 12 years on a council and getting remunerated for that isn't a volunteer dedicating their service to countless hours and countless days within the community. So sorry if a councillor...
Would you like to wrap up now, please?
Yep. What was a shame was that the three councillors that forfeited their right to attend also forfeited their right to nominate any inspirational women. And the Caroline Springs president was invited. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Moved by Councillor Ramsey. Do you have a seconder for the motion?
Councillor Mendes.
Been that long, I forgot. Moved by Councillor Ramsey. Seconded by Councillor Mendes.
Yep.
All those in favour of the motion? Declare the motion carried.
12.7 is blocked. Thank you, Councillor Turner, for your diligence in that. 12.8, the assessment of Taylors Hill Youth and Community Centre venue in hosting the ordinary meeting of council held on the 6th of March 2017. And
me, Madam Mayor.
Mr. CEO out, Mr. Calvin Torrey out, Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. As you stated, the council resolved to hold the council meeting on the 6th of March 2017 at Taylors Hill Youth and Community Centre. An assessment of the Taylors Hill Youth and Community Centre following that meeting has been conducted, and the overview of that assessment is contained in Appendix 1 to this report. The assessment provides an overview of the setup and the preparation of the venue, which was undertaken to ensure as efficient as possible the conduct of the council meeting. There were some additional costs that incurred, primarily in relation to the audio provision, as there's no audio in situ at the Taylors Hill Centre. So it all had to be brought in, and that was the most significant cost item. There were a couple of minor issues on the night, or relatively minor. The first one was amplification and recording of the meeting that started out less effective than that which we achieved in this facility, but that was reasonably quickly overcome where the volumes were adjusted, etc. It's also been suggested that in future we get longer stems on the microphones that we use for councillors at that venue, and that's been pursued with the contractor. It's also suggested that should future meetings be held at this venue, council staff ensure that the meeting space is booked the following day for pack down and reinstatement of the room, as it was rather in the early hours of the morning when it was returned to its state ready for use the next day. And it is undesirable from an health and safety point of view to have staff working through until that time in what at that time of the morning is a fairly isolated location. That said, Madam Mayor, overall the assessment by staff is that the
Tables Hill Youth and Community Centre was a satisfactory location to hold the council meeting, and therefore, following this assessment, we are recommending, as previously indicated by council, that we proceed with the ordinary meeting of council on the 26th of June 2017 at the Taylors Hill Youth and Community Centre. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Torres. Does any council seek clarification on the item?
Madam Mayor, sorry. Yes, I don't seek clarification, but I'd like to propose a slightly different recommendation.
That's fine. Could I just say, so to hold it in Taylors Hill, it costs effectively $4,400 roughly, if we round it up.
Additional, yes.
Additional. And if we're looking at more longer stems or anything along that line, could that come at a...
I imagine if there is any additional cost, it would be relatively marginal, but we don't have that advice as yet.
Not a problem. Thank you. Any further clarification?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, when I see additional staff required, which additional staff are required and why?
Well, it was in, relation to the setup of the room, because the room doesn't exist, so items had to be brought in and set up in the room. There's the travelling involved time-wise in terms of transporting items. There's additional catering costs because the catering facilities in that venue weren't adequate and that food had to be prepared off-site and brought in, so it came with additional costs.
Through you, Madam Mayor. With the catering, I was told by some residents...
Sorry, and to conclude, the pack-down, I think they finished at 2:30 a.m. when the pack-down.
Oh, I would have helped them.
In an isolated venue.
Should have told me, Mr. Torrey, I would have helped them unpack. But with this, with the catering, I was told by some residents that there were some slices and things like that that we don't actually have here for our residents. Was there any reason why it was different? Because that would have obviously increased the cost as well.
That's way more detail than I would have. I don't know what we serve the attendees.
I was actually told, because there were some residents that had read this report and said that there was no way that the increase was that amount. So, and
it's primarily the catering for councillors and staff at dinner, rather than catering for the cup of tea and biscuits that we provide here. I'm not sure what was provided on that night.
Okay.
But I can do a detailed breakdown if councillors desire it.
There's a cheeky member of the gallery that obviously wants slices, but I'm avoiding him. Okay.
Madam Mayor, because we're all eating too much and not exercising a lot, we can even downsize that in both sites, yeah? That will be good.
That's fine, Councillor Kesich. I'll take your advice on board.
Madam Mayor, or we could scrape the catering all together and councillors can eat at home, or go in and support one of our local businesses that are just around the corner. I think that's a great idea.
Fully agree, Madam Mayor, but I think that some of the councillors wouldn't be able actually to come here because they would be very weak. Thank you.
Councillors, there's enough dialogue and we're using clarification as almost like one over the top, one underneath. One over the top, one underneath. Clarification is there for a reason. If you've got an issue with the report, you can ask, and I'm saying Councillor Carley's items were valid right up until the very last one. Okay. The report before us, if there are no further clarifications, dare I ask? Councillor Abushi, you said you wanted something else.
Just a slight, a different recommendation, and that is that that the ordinary meeting on the 26th of June, obviously, to go ahead, pending endorsement, but also the 18th of September and the 18th of December to make it 4 meetings out of 12 in the Eastern Corridor.
Okay. The motion before us has been moved. Is there a seconder for that motion?
Madam Mayor, it's my pleasure to second that.
Charlie.
All those in favour of the motion? Would anyone like to speak to the motion? Sorry, I'm cutting to the chase.
Yes, Madam Mayor. I'd like to thank this council, firstly, for endorsing such a great, really, it is a great initiative, because the Eastern Corridor residents were very appreciative, and those that were there at the meeting will recall it was a packed house, it was full, and we had a good mixture of people in the room, from, you know, young families to the Tallis Hill residents.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen from the gallery.
The people from the Tallis Hill Retirement Village were there, and I think it's a fantastic initiative. If this council is serious about engaging the cross-section of our community, similar to what Whittlesea is doing at the moment, a number of councils are moving their meetings around, I would at least expect the ward councillors to support
that
motion.
Please don't encourage. Councillors are here representing the City of Melton. This is the second time it's been done. The oath clearly states...
Point of order.
No.
I'm not suggesting people should go one way or the other. I'd say I expect support.
You said at least the ward councillors. So
well,
please, can that be out of everybody's terminology? People are here representing the City of Melton. Thank you. Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, I think that this was a great initiative and I've had very positive feedback. I was really happy with the numbers that were there on the evening. I think there was quite a lot of residents that turned out and were very happy to be part and to see what their elected representatives are actually doing for them. It was always to further engage with our growing community, Madam Mayor, and I think having another few council meetings up there, we're getting there. Also, Councillor Boucher, I did have it here that Whittlesea did hold their first rotating of council meetings, which apparently is working really well for them because they're trying to engage their growing community, and their council is very similar to us. And I can say that because I served on that council as well. Madam Mayor, I believe it was a great turnout, very positive feedback, and I'll probably just be repeating myself, Madam Mayor, but I'd like to see more council meetings being held over in the Eastern Corridor, definitely.
Councillor Turner, would you like clarification?
No, I'd like to speak.
Sorry.
I supported this to trial in the Eastern Corridor, and the idea was to give a couple of trials to see how we'd work, and if it's working, we are looking at putting a facility in Eastern Corridor, which will be hopefully not like this, but a lot better than we're using just now. I think it's good to do the trials, and I fully support the trials. However, I think the waste of officers' times and inconvenience, late night, 2 a.m, and all other stuff, it just all adds up, and I think it's very unfair for the staff to be put through that. We've got the added cost, come and go, we don't like the added cost. I think it was fair to have a trial, but I just think, let's do it properly. I'm sure the people from the retirement village had a great night, but if there'd been something better on the TV, they probably wouldn't have come, you know? I spoke to a few of them, they're really nice people, and I know a few of them as well. But I don't believe if it wasn't mixed to the village, where it's going next, if it wasn't mixed to the village, they wouldn't have been there. So I don't think we can count their numbers. But there was reasonable numbers, I must admit. But I still think that we've done the trial. We're looking at the added cost, but to me, it's not so much the cost, it's the inconvenience to all of our officers, all of the staff. I just think it's unfair for them not to be in a proper facility.
Yes, Madam Mayor. We've done the trial, and I agree with other councillors, right? But also, we do have a report that says there are other facilities that should also be looked at. If we're going to be fair and equitable amongst our ratepayers, we should look at other facilities around our community, not just have Melton and Caroline Springs. So I would ask that this be deferred. Have the meeting as programmed, but any further meetings to be deferred and report be looked at for other facilities that may be fair, reasonable, for the holding of a council meeting.
Point of order, Madam Mayor. Councillor Hardy said Caroline Springs. It was actually Taylor's Hill. And just another point of order, everyone's referring to this as a trial. The trial was Caroline Springs, and we saw that that wasn't a suitable location. So this was, yes, a trial to try Taylor's Hill, but I did mention that I wanted to see this during this council term.
That was more of a statement than point of clarification. No, there's no ifs, buts or maybes about it, but thank you, Councillor Carley. So if there are no further speakers,
I'd like to speak.
Councillor Madeley. For one, can I just reiterate that it's not Caroline Springs, it's actually Taylor's Hill. It says it in the I wished it was in Caroline Springs, but we already decided that that facility is not appropriate. So let's make it quite clear that it's in Taylor's Hill Youth and Community Centre. And in regards to the inconvenience that Councillor Turner was mentioning, it actually does, if you read the report, it actually does recommend that the staff go the next day and pack up. So that will obviously take away the pressure of staying there till 2:30, because I certainly don't want to see our staff staying that late because of an OH&S issue. So this recommendation clearly states that the staff will come the following day to pack up basically our facility anyway. It was great to see new faces, and to mention, I actually was I was comforted to see the residents in Taylor's Hill Retirement Village, and I think it's quite unfair for Councillor Turner to say if there was something else better on TV they wouldn't have come. I mean, you know, I think we're better than TV here, Councillor Turner. Thank you, Councillor Turner. So I think it's a bit unfair to assume such like that would happen. Not to say that, you know, I was glad to see some of our regulars there as well, and they can, you know, it was great for them to come along and see a great facility such as the Taylor's Hill Youth and Community Centre as well. So it was good that they get to see, you know, a few more facilities. And look, it's not even about the numbers, it's about accessibility. I mean, we pride ourselves time and time again to say, hey, residents, we're accessible, we do community consultations, so, I mean, why not? It was successful, no one got hurt, so, Madam Mayor, I fully agree that this is a great initiative.
Madam Mayor, if you allow me, I would like to say that I have some positive feedback from community members, and I strongly support actually that we have alternate meeting in the Eastern Corridor.
Sorry, you fully support
that we have every second time meeting in
now,
Eastern Corridor.
It's not what's being suggested now. Is that right?
It's quarterly.
I'm just stating how I feel.
Sure.
We can change.
Thank you.
Councillor Mendes or Councillor DeSantis? Councillor Mendes, I'd like to nominate you to be the chair, if that's okay. Lucky you. All those in favour of Councillor Mendes as the chair?
Sorry, Madam Mayor, is Councillor Mendes happy to be the chair? Because this is her ward that she might want to say something in regards to it.
Well, they've all had ample. Would you like to take?
Considering it's my ward, I'm actually going to wait.
That's you're going to what?
Someone else can do it, please, because I'm going to speak to this.
Councillor DeSantis. Oh, Councillor Hardy, have you entered the debate?
He's
spoken. Councillor DeSantis, are you planning on speaking? You're fine? Okay. I rise to say that it's fantastic that we have rotational meetings. But at this point now, we haven't got a set venue. We're building a venue that's going to be ready in the 2018 year, and at a cost of $4,500, and also having staff going to-ing and fro-ing. We're doing two this year. They're two very highly successful meetings. I think it should remain at two. I mean, Councillor Boucher, you were absolutely staggered
that we could change, Councillor Kesich could change his notice of motion without any councillor consultation. Yeah, you've just changed the meeting schedule without any councillor consultation. Happens all the time in council meetings. People think on the hop. But you've indicated Councillor Kesich as if he was doing something illegal or something wrong, and he was just representing his community. So at the end of the day, I just believe the schedule has been agreed to. It's been endorsed by councillors that we do. We had that one and we have one more. And then when the purpose building is built, that we have every second one there. And it's at really no cost. There'll be catering available. Everything will be down pat. And every second one, and whether there's something better on television or not, they can choose to come. But it surprises me that some of the faces that were here were at Caroline Springs. Caroline Springs residents that were there, or Taylor's Hill residents that were there, how many of them are here? Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Is there any other councillor who wishes to speak on that?
Sorry, no. Councillor Cully, are you prompting?
No, I just asked if there's anyone else.
No, the officers need to prompt to assist councillor.
Well, Councillor DeSantis turned to me and said, do I ask any other councillor to speak?
Just like Councillor Kesich did at Taylor's Hill. Thank you, Councillor Carley. Sorry, you called the point of order, Councillor Madley, if I remember.
Katie. Was then, too. Sorry, can I speak to Mr. Torrey for a second? Mr. Torrey, can I ask if another councillor can speak?
Yes, that would be the appropriate.
Thank you, Mr. Torrey. Councillor Mendes.
I'd just like to clarify, if we have four meetings down at Taylor's Hill, that means it would come to around $22,000 for the four meetings for the year, is that correct?
Assuming the same arrangements as existed for the previous one, it would be an additional $18,000 for four meetings. However, that's an assumption that's yet to be proven correct. There will be some adjustments for the next or for the subsequent meetings that may reduce that figure.
Okay, do we have any other councillors that haven't spoken or would wish to speak on that?
So, Councillor Ibushi has right of reply as the mover of the motion.
Okay, Councillor Ibushi, would you like to do your right of reply?
So you can now put the motion to the meeting. So ask for those councillors in favour.
Okay, can I have all councillors in favour for that motion, please? Yeah, Councillor Carley, Councillor Ibushi.
You don't need to call it a bit.
And now those again.
And all those again. Thank you.
Madam Mayor, I call for a division.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Sorry. Okay, can I have all those in favour? Sorry. Division? Yep. All those in favour?
Yes.
It's division, yep. So is anyone else in favour?
So if you can call the names of councillors, okay. Now ask them to raise their hand and call the names.
Councillor Majorly? Councillor... Okay.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
I'm finding it really difficult to hear.
Disappointing. Yeah. That there's councillors over the other side of the chamber that are having personal attacks at one another. Or one.
Madam Mayor, I find it offensive that you're directing councillors also.
Okay, can I pull you back again? Can I have all those in favour of the motion, please? So Councillor Majorly, Councillor Ibushi, Councillor Carley. Oh, thank you. Okay, and all those against? Councillor Turner, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Hardy and Councillor Kesich. Ramsey. Thank you.
Motion. Sorry, Madam Mayor, Councillor DeSantis didn't mention her name in favour of it.
Well, okay, so Councillor DeSantis in favour.
Okay, thank you. I was going to ask.
Thank you.
Okay. So declare the division carried.
Yeah, division's carried, thank you.
Sorry. Division lost. Sorry.
I'm sorry, okay.
Correction.
Thank you.
Now I need someone to move the recommendation.
Okay, right. If I could have someone to move the actual recommendation that the ordinary meeting of council be held on the 26th of June,
Madam
2017.
Mayor.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move that the ordinary meeting of council...
I'm sorry,
I acknowledge Councillor Hardy first. He did say Madam Mayor first. Councillor Hardy.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the ordinary meeting of council to be held on the 26th of June 2017 to be scheduled at the Taylors Hill Youth and Community Centre.
Thank you. Councillor Carley, did you want to second it?
I'd like to second that. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Carley. The motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Carley. Does any councillor seek further clarification? All those in favour of the motion?
Madam Mayor, I'd like to speak on the motion.
Oh, okay. Councillor Maidlick,
would Councillor Hardy like
would
to
you,
speak first?
Would you like to speak to the motion? You don't have to.
I reserve. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Maidlick.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to commend Councillor Carley as this being her initiative. I've got to say that the amount of support that that my residents' feedback has been great. And I just want to say that it's a great initiative and commend Councillor Carley for a job well done.
Well done. Thank you. Any other councillor wish to speak to the motion? Okay, Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, can I just say I thank you to my fellow councillors who did support an extra few dates. I know that it didn't go through, but thank you for their support in, because I can see that their thoughts are exactly like me. I just want to further engage with my community, and that was what it was all about, further engaging with our ratepayers. Madam Mayor, I look forward to the meeting on the 26th of June, but I guess I need to say that I'm really disappointed that, you know, costs were raised and things like that, when this council's got no problems with wasting ratepayers' money for other things, and if I had my list, I'd go through them. But, Madam Mayor, what can I say? I look forward to the 26th of June. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Carling. Okay, the motion before us, if there's nobody else that wants to speak, Councillor Hardy, did you want to have a final say?
I move the motion now be put.
Okay. Motion before us has been moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor Carley. All those in favour of the motion? The motion is carried. Thank you, councillors.
Madam Mayor, can I call for a division?
A division has been called. All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Maidlick, Councillor Ibushi. Divisions carried. Thank you. Okay, now we're on to 12.9. Mr. Heaney, General Manager for Community Services, to report.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Council, I'll be very quick with this. This is about the Melton City 2036, the city we imagine. Melton City 2036, the city we imagine, is the first community vision for the city of Melton. It provides a vision for what the community want the city to look like, feel like, and offer by the year 2036. It has been informed by extensive community engagement or consultation and written in the words of the people who share those ideas. Melton City 2036, the city we imagine, puts people first, embedding them at the heart of the vision, and it's surrounded by four domains, which is our safe and socially connected city, our well-built city, our strong local economy, and our thriving natural environment. As you recall, councillors, the draft document City 2036, the city we imagine, was presented to council for endorsement to go out for as a draft and go out for community engagement at the ordinary meeting of February this year. Following this public comment period, it was undertaken. 85 responses were received, and feedback was positive, with 88% of the respondents agreeing or strongly agreeing that the Melton City 2036, the city we imagine, is a vision that they can identify with. As listed earlier on and discussed earlier on, It went out for a fair amount of engagement and consultation. There has been positive feedback generally for the document. There was a very large engagement process, and really the story is told on page 147, councils, of the amount of engagement, in excess of 2,200 engagements in participation of this document. It is the community's visions, not the officers or the council, so it's what's come from the community's mouth in those discussions via a number of community events, surveys, postcards and My City, My Say conversations. So really, councils, the document is attached. It is the community's words or the community's vision, and the recommendation is that council endorse the Melton City 2036, the city we imagine as presented in Appendix 1, as the community vision for the City of Melton. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Henley. Does any council seek further clarification on this item? Is there a mover for the recommendation?
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move this motion and doing so commend the officers for the amount of work that's gone into this. I'd say in my 8 years on council, this is the most effective engagement we've done in that time, and I hope it continues.
Totally concur, Councillor Turner. Is there a seconder for the recommendation?
I second the motion, and I also agree with the comments expressed by Councillor Turner that the community consultation of 2,226 is very heartening, and this is about community engagement. Well done to all the officers.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. The motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Turner, seconded by Councillor Hardy. Would anyone like to seek clarification? Need to? No. Would anyone like to speak to the item or debate the item? Okay, the motion before us, councillors, moved by Councillor Turner, seconded by Councillor Hardy. All those in favour of the motion? Motion's carried. Thank you. Now we get to the best bit of the meeting. The preparation of the municipal budget 2017-2018 as printed in the agenda, and Mr. Sam Romero to present. Thank you.
Thank you, through you, Chair. The purpose of this report is to endorse the proposed municipal budget for the 2017-18 financial year and commence the statutory process to exhibit this proposed budget to receive submissions. Council commenced its budget process for 2017-18 in October 2016 and held community consultation sessions in both November 2016 and February 2017. The proposed budget has been prepared given consideration to the growing needs of the community, service delivery demands, high priority requests received from public by various forums, surveys and requests from councillors. The proposed budget reflects the priority of council in delivering high quality and best value services and infrastructure to the community. After much review and discussion, the proposed budget has been finalised and is presented for consideration. Despite rate capping restrictions, the council is in a good financial position, largely due to containing costs over the long term, and in addition, at being successful in attracting state and federal government funding. This is a disciplined budget. It has a low rate rise in line with Fairgo rate system of 2%, modest underlying surpluses of $4.4 million, projected cash balance $87.2 million, council works program including carry forward of $52.1 million, funding for new initiatives of $1.1 million, and debt reduction of $3.4 million. Some of the major capital works programs include Taylor's West Senior Football Cricket Facility of $10.5 million, Caroline Springs Regional Tennis Centre $4.5 million, Westwood Drive Bridge $4.1 million, McPherson Redevelopment $1 million, and Taylor's Hill Multipurpose Community Centre $0.5 million. The recommendation put forward in the report is as follows. The proposed budget annexed in Appendix 1, the proposed budget for 2017-18 prepared in accordance with Section 127 of the Local Government Act 2, the Chief Executive Officer be authorised to give public notice of the preparation of such proposed budget in accordance with Section 129 of the Act, make available for public inspection a copy of the proposed budget as set out in public notice commencing the 4th of April. The Section 223 Submission Committee of Council scheduled for the 6th of June hear from any person who wishes to be heard in support of his or her submission and report to Council accordingly. For the Chief Executive Officer to be authorised to undertake necessary administrative procedures to enable committee to meet, consider such submissions and prepare a report to Council. 5. Council consider the report of committee described in Recommendation 3 and the adoption of the Municipal Budget 2017-18 at the ordinary meeting of Council to be held on the 26th of June. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Romero.
Romero.
Sorry, Sam.
That's fine.
Councillors, before us we have the budget. I know this is a document we've worked very hard for over the last couple of months. Does any councillor seek clarification?
Yes, Madam Mayor. It's great to see Westwood Drive back into the budget. In regards to Westwood Drive, what is the time frame? When will we actually start the project? And when will the project look at hopefully being completed?
Councillor Brandon Maidlick, you can ask that in questions without notice. Thank you very, very much.
To do with the budget, Madam Mayor?
Technically. Okay, go on, Mr. Stokes.
Councillors, and thank you for the question. The Westwood Drive Bridge project is still got some hurdles to cross in terms of approvals and a planning scheme amendment, which is still yet to occur. However, every indication is that the process is progressing through government. We are, I think, about to write to the Minister, I believe, that's right, Kel,
yes.
And seeking expedition of that process and clarification of the likely date. But until that occurs, we can't commence work.
Just through you, Madam Chair, Madam Mayor, it is our hope to go to tender in July.
Yep.
That's our hope.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Any further clarification? Councillor Carlin.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, when I'd gone through our budget papers, I know that we received $194,000 for Kenswick Drive Reserve in Hillside through the Growth Suburbs Fund. I couldn't find it in there, and I couldn't remember if it was said that it falls under something else or not, but I couldn't find it as an individual item where I can find everything else that was funded through the Growth Suburbs Fund. I just want to confirm, and I want to...
It's in the current budget.
Okay, so it's all good, and it's actually allocated to Kenswick. Okay, thank you.
There are no further clarifications.
Madam Mayor, I do have another clarification, but I don't know if you're going to reprimand me on this one, because I'm not sure if it exactly...
You've been on council a long time, Councillor Maidlick, and the Mayor. Come on.
Just a question to, I think, Mr. Heaney. In regards to the amounts that we put for the facility of the women's change room, toilets and change rooms, was there an outcome in regards to that, in regards to whether we got the funding or not for the one in Melton?
We haven't been advised from Sport and Rec if we have achieved the funding, is the answer to that, Councillor Maisley. And you're talking about the one, I think, at the Recreation Reserve? There is, I think, $600,000 a year for a number of years for other change rooms in the East. But still no outcome on the grant.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Having asked that question, those change rooms and that amount of money is conditional on the outcome of the first grant, is that right?
It's for council decision should the grant be unsuccessful.
Yes.
It's also for council's decision should the grant be successful, what other two facilities are to be attended to, because there is rather a long list.
So at the moment the three are in abeyance until such time as
Correct, Madam Mayor, and once the funding outcome is known, a report will come back to Council and Council can determine the way forward.
Thank you, Mr Choi and Mr Heaney. If there's no further clarification, is there a mover for the budget?
I'm happy to move the budget, Madam Mayor, and also commend Council officers, also community members, residents who attended the budget initiatives, all the meetings that were done in preparation for the budget, as well as councillors. I think it's a well-rounded budget, and I'm happy to move that. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Madeley. Councillor Mendez, have you got some water there, love?
Yeah, okay.
Please, if you're not feeling well.
Okay.
The recommendation or the motion has been moved by Councillor Madeley. Is there a seconder for the motion?
Seconder, Madam Mayor.
Okay, the motion before us, councillors, has been moved by Councillor Madeley, seconded by Councillor Turner. Does any councillor wish to speak to the item?
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Right. Hang on, Councillor Hardy, if you wish to speak, please.
I'm happy.
You're happy to speak? Yeah. Okay, Councillor Hardy, you have to chair.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yeah. It's just in speaking to the motion, it is quite, in a day where it is, budget is under quite considerable attack, and also from state government there's not a lot of allowances coming our way because we're a cat. It is, and this needs to be put out into our community, that there is a debt redemption of $3.4 million for the year that has been budgeted. That's quite a considerable effort on behalf of the council, the officers, to actually bring in the budget on time, on budget, and also have a debt reduction. And all I do is say congratulations. There are many councils out there that love to be in your places. Thank you.
And yours, Councillor Hardy. The motion, Councillor Turner, would you like to speak? Okay, Councillor Madeley.
I'm happy, Madam Mayor.
Okay, the motion's been moved by Councillor Madeley, seconded by Councillor Turner. All those in favour of the motion, please raise your hand. The budget's been carried. Could I call a division, please? Councillor Ramsey, Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kethich, Councillor Madeley and Councillor Ibushi. And can I state for the record, the division's carried, but could I have it noted on the record that I want to commend the councillors, the executive and all the staff that presented during the budget to get it to this draft form ready for exhibition, professional manner in which everybody conducted themselves was really heartening to see.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
You're welcome. Okay. Now we've moved on from 2010.
Madam Mayor, excuse me, Madam Mayor, can I just interrupt for a second? Councillor Mendes has got a notice of motion that she'd like to put forward. Could she do that soon if possible?
Yes, certainly.
Thank you.
Councillor DeSantis is moving a resolution to bring forward a procedural motion to bring forward a notice of motion. Which one is it? I'm getting to it too. Gosh. It has to be the first one, wouldn't it? No, it's not. Oh, it's notices. Is it without notice? Can we go into...
Madam Mayor, can somebody do that on her behalf? Because then next month it'll come up as her notice of motion anyway.
No, we'll go up against the person that did it. Let's do motions without notice because you're going to get upset if we don't. So we'll do. I have had an indication that three councillors wish to present motions without notice. So could I have a procedural motion from Melissa, who's standing, to move that we go to item 17 on the agenda and hear those three notices of motion or motions without notice.
Okay, that council officers...
Hang on. Councillor, does you've moved that?
Yes.
Could I get a seconder for that?
Happy to second, Madam Mayor.
All those in favour? Councillor Mendes, you're on.
The council officers conduct a detailed assessment of the capacity of the Moreton Homestead site to host a significant event with particular reference to parking, access and facilities.
Have you got that in written form, Councillor
yes.
Mendes? Okay, yes. Councillor DeSantis, your notice of motion... I'll go to Councillor Bushy while you're giving me that one. Councillor Bushy, your motion without notice?
Yep, one moment.
Councillor DeSantis, have you got yours ready?
Page 396, Madam Mayor.
Sorry, Madam Mayor, I don't have one.
You don't have a... I thought you had a motion.
Sorry,
Madam Mayor,
I did, but I've decided not to. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Bushy?
Yes, that council prepare a report that investigates the costs of installing life-saving defibrillators at all City of Melton kindergartens and community hubs.
Aye, bird's eye, sorry.
No comments, Madam Mayor.
Definitely no comments.
You're not allowed to comment.
Councillor Mendes? I'll bring you when we get home. Okay. Okay, could I have a procedural motion that we resume...
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move a procedural motion that we resume to item 12.13, Environmental Enhancement Program 2016 Compliance Report.
Thank you, Councillor Maidley. So we are now on to...
Madam Mayor, I second that motion.
Did you... So it was moved by Councillor Maidley, seconded. Sorry, there was a little bit happening there. Councillor Hardy. So the motion before us...
Procedure.
I'm just counting the number of councillors we've got in the room. Councillor, the motion before us has been moved by Councillor Maidley, seconded by Councillor Hardy. Does any councillor seek further clarification on this item? Does any councillor wish to speak on this item? The motion before us, councillors, again, Councillor Maidley, seconded by Councillor Hardy, all those in favour of the motion. Motion's carried, thank you. Okay. We'll move on to the briefing on Plan Melbourne and Ms Mellon to report to that.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The purpose of this report is just to inform Council on the policy direction of the recently released State Government.
Sorry, Madam Mayor. I think we have to listen to 12.13 Environmental Enhancement Program.
Oh, the understanding was that you'd moved it.
Oh, no, I was moving the procedural motion that we...
Okay.
...to resume standing orders.
Sorry,
Madam Mayor.
Councillor Hardy.
It's been a long night. Sorry.
All right. Okay.
I'm happy to move it though, Madam Mayor.
Are you happy to...
I'm happy to move it as
is. Are you happy to second that?
I will second the motion,
Madam Mayor. Are there any questions in regards to the Environmental Enhancement Program for 2016 Compliance Report? Okay. All right. If there are no further clarification, everybody's happy. All those in favour?
That is.
Motion's carried. We will now move back where we were, back to the future. 12.14. Councillor Turner, can you take the chair for 30 seconds? I have to just go out and see. Could I adjourn the meeting for 5 minutes, councillors? It is only fair I need to go out and see. Thank you.